this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden catching flack from both sides, Republican as well as Democratic criticism of the blanket pardon he granted to his son Hunter. Correspondent Bob Agnew says president's getting an earful from the Senate.
A chorus of Democrats joined the expected criticism of the pardon coming from Republicans. Senator Gary Peters of Michigan calls the pardon an unlawful use of power and writes on X, quote, a president's family and allies shouldn't get special treatment. Senator Peter Welch of Vermont says the pardon is understandable from the standpoint of a loving father, but is what he calls unwise behavior for the nation's chief executive. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Biden using the first visit to Angola by an American president to promote Washington's investments in the African nation. A centerpiece of the trip showcasing a U.S. commitment to a $3 billion railway project linking Zambia, Congo, and Angola.
The president arrived in Angola for his long-promised visit to Africa. The railway project is meant to counter China's influence on the continent. Officials say he will announce new developments on health, agribusiness, and security. While there, Mr. Biden will also visit the National Slavery Museum.
And that's White House correspondent Craig Clugston. The snow just keeps falling. More snow piling up around the Great Lakes region, where Storm Uri residents who have plowed and shoveled for days can't stop yet. Lake effect snow fell across parts of western New York, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, already blanketed with a foot or more over the past 4 days. As of yesterday, more than 5 feet of snow had fallen east of Lake Ontario in the past 4 days, according to the National Weather Service. There's snow in the forecast today in the lake effect snow zone south of Buffalo. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures are down 25 points. NASDAQ futures off 7 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain? Don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Hi, Mom. Surprise, I brought you something.
Socks. Oh, Heat Holders Original.
I use them for snow sports and around the farm. I also bought a bunch for my new work site.
I know what everyone is getting for gifts this holiday.
Heat Holders socks are the warmest. We use a proprietary 3-stage process, making Heat Holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. We also have hats, gloves, throws, and so much more. Go to HeatHolders.com. Use the code HEAT to save 15% off your order. Free shipping for orders over $25. HeatHolders.com.
Good morning. It is Tuesday morning, 6:03 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
Had a wreck about a half an hour ago in Howard County. It's been cleared pretty much since. It was 95 southbound at Route 216. At one point, it was backed up to Route 32. So it's improving, and now the word is they pretty much wrapped up the scene. So that's good news there. Looking live at the BW Parkway, pretty heavy already here, and the pace is slow southbound between Route 100 to Rundle Mills, and eventually down to Route 32. There was some slowing the last time I looked, about 3 minutes ago, just starting to build going south into the old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another chilly day today, and temperatures stay cold all week long. 43 the high today. Tomorrow, 44. There's a slight chance of a shower snowflake Thursday. Temperatures no warmer than 40 Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen has 29 degrees. Downtown Baltimore is 31. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. And by the way, these headlines being brought to you by Stouffer Legal, where you can sign up for one of Stouffer Legal's weekly online workshops at planbaltimore.com or call 410-645-PLAN. That's 410-645-7526. Hey, a heads up. Maryland State Highway Administration says there will be multiple lane closures on southbound I-795 for concrete repair work this week. Contractor crews will begin working at various locations along all lanes of the roadway southbound to remove damaged concrete and temporary patches before paving new sections of road. Drivers are urged to take alternative routes between Reisterstown, Owings Mills, and Pikesville. The work will start this Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 a.m. till 3 and continue from December 6th through the 9th, 13th through the 16th, and the 20th through the 23rd. So a better plan on an alternative way of getting southbound on 795. Baltimore County Council has announced 12 candidates to replace U.S. Congressman-elect County Executive Johnny Oshesky, who won Maryland's 2nd Congressional District seat in November. Candidates include former State Senator Jim Brochum, Morgan Stanley Financial Advisor William Hoon, State Delegate John Cardin, former Baltimore County Councilman Tom Quirk, and Kingdom Worship Center Pastor Gregory Dennis. And the former athletic director at Pikesville High School is expected to stand trial in late January on charges related to an artificial intelligence scheme. Dajon Darian allegedly used AI to create a recording of Principal Eric Eiswart making racist remarks about black students, the Jewish community, and members of the school staff, and then posting that audio on social media. It's 6:06 on WCBM. Next, it's time on sports.
There are many myths and misconceptions about the topic of estate planning. One of the most common being the belief that the planning process must be an uncomfortable, depressing discussion with your family. In reality, estate planning is an empowering opportunity to evaluate what's important to you and learn how to protect it. Stover Legal's valuable insights and customized approach to estate planning ensures you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. Our experienced attorneys are dedicated to estates, wills, trusts, and medical directives tailored to each family's individual story. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Contact us today to learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at planbaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's planbaltimore.com, planbaltimore.com, or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the big news out of Owings Mills yesterday was John Harbaugh for the first time publicly entertaining the notion that the team is open to the possibility of bringing a kicker in for a look-see as the bye week approaches. Here are Harbaugh's comments when he was asked about that.
Right, yeah, I don't think there'd be anything wrong with that. You know, I wouldn't want it to be a message or anything like that other than the fact that you want to turn over every stone and make sure you've seen all the guys at every position.
It's a delicate situation, and Harbaugh has to balance locker room reaction, Tucker's psyche, and the team's best interests at this point. We're 13 games in. Tucker, of course, mired in the worst slump of his NFL career, 13-year career, hitting only 70% of his field goals this year, only 9 of 17. And get this, he's only 53% from 40 yards and beyond. Monday Night Football was a doozy last night. The Broncos with a big play in the beginning of the third quarter.
Third and 11, down the middle, Mims, he's gone, touchdown Denver, Marvin Mims walks it in.
One of the longest plays in Broncos history, 93 yards from Nixon to Mims. It was Joe Buck and Troy Aikman on the call, and the Broncos beat the Browns 41-32. They're in a technical tie right now with the Ravens at 8-5, but of course Baltimore has the advantage because of the head-to-head competition. Local college basketball last night, it was Loyola on top of Coppin State, 68-57. The Eagles fall to 0-9. Loyola now 4-3. Coming up at 6:35, a stampede in a soccer stadium in Africa. And that is Stein on Sports.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030. 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. It is Tuesday, December 3rd, 2024. I'm Sean Casey. Bruce Elliott is with us as well. And you can join the conversation 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Here are your top stories coming up this hour. BPD announces they're going to reduce patrol units.
Anytime we lose resources, I want to make sure that we understand the logic behind that. I don't have the numbers on the tip of my fingers. Of course, this is the first I'm hearing about that change, but certainly I have the conversation with the commissioner and understand why we're making that change.
And there's more fallout from the Biden pardon.
The most surprising thing about all of this is that anyone is surprised that Joe Biden lied. He made sure to continue that lie that he would not pardon his son right through the election.
But there's pardon palooza in them thar hills. Folks, now, as soon as they hear the word pardon and Joe Biden's in the pardoning mood, folks like Ben Crump think Marilyn Mosby should be next.
Just like they prosecuted Rosa Parks, just like they prosecuted Afeni Shakur, just like they prosecuted Angela Davis, and just like they prosecuted Marilyn Mosby.
Yeah.
Do not let them silence you. Do not let them take your voice from you. Do not let them take the fight to make a better America for all of our children, because history will remember that you followed your conscience, and those are the people who will continue to inspire a whole generation of civil rights lawyers in the future.
Seriously?
Rosa Parks?
Rosa Parks?
Really?
Mosby was convicted of two federal counts of perjury back in November of last year, stemming from her withdrawing money from her city retirement account, claiming COVID-related financial hardship to avoid paying a penalty on the funds. A jury of her peers determined that Marilyn Mosby lied twice when she claimed that hardship. And then, several months later, a separate jury, another jury of her peers, found Mosby guilty of one count of federal mortgage fraud connected to her purchase of a vacation home in Florida. Rosa Parks, all she did was she refused to sit at the back of the bus.
Oh, my God.
Okay? She didn't break any laws. I mean, it was ridiculous at the time. I mean, it was a policy. But by the way, it was a Democrat Jim Crow policy that she violated. I mean, seriously, come on, Ben.
Rosa Parks. I'm sorry. I'm still struggling with that one. I really am.
But you know what? You just throw everything you can up at the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah, spaghetti theory of
maybe,
law.
Maybe it's this senile president. He might do anything. Might as well just put her name on the list.
Yeah, why not? 613, Talk Radio, 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
Morning. I'm not sure that you're thinking about spaghetti, but I got the drift.
Yes. It's this. Yeah, you throw it to the wall, you know, and
yeah,
see if it sticks.
That's I've heard different things, but I've never heard spaghetti. But
that's the legal theory you go with.
That's all right. BW Parkway's loosened up a little bit now. It was heavy about 10 minutes ago at Route 100. Looks better there now, and then down through the ramp as you're traveling towards 295 and Route 32. No problems there. Good trip through Annapolis right now from the Bay Bridge. 50 primarily westbound. That's where most of the traffic is moving over from Route 8 and eventually towards I-97. All the lanes are clear. Morning backup, not quite there yet. The west side just filling in from 795 down to Frederick Road. and the JFX, as you might expect, very nice right now from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunny, dry, but continued cold. 43 for the high today overnight. Back down into the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, dry and 44. Could see some scattered showers and or some snow mix Wednesday afternoon into Thursday morning. But then it should dry out again. But for the next week or so, we're going to see these unseasonably chilly temperatures. Right now, it is clear and 25 in Columbia, 27 in the city. Time for some one-liner news for you today. Fallout continues over Joe Biden's controversial pardon for his son, Hunter. Many are calling it a blanket pardon. And one can only imagine the disturbing things Hunter has done under the blanket to warrant such a pardon, folks.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Eddie Murphy's son, Eric Murphy, now engaged to Jasmine Lawrence, the daughter of Martin Lawrence.
Hmm.
Apparently, Netflix has already scheduled a stand-up special.
Yes. Right?
As soon as...
It'll be a funny wedding.
As soon as they can speak.
Yes, exactly. Oxford Dictionary has unveiled its word of the year for 2024. It is brain rot. Apparently, they are suffering from it because that's two words.
No, it's brain rot. Now it's one.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
have decided.
New study shows that people on obesity drugs like Ozempic don't have the urge to drink alcohol as much as they once did. So Ozempic is solving that problem with a new line of Ozempic Ritas and Ozempic Teenies.
You can take two shots.
That's right.
But just once a week.
Right. That's right. Sir Elton John has announced he is completely, this is bad news, obviously, tragic news, he's lost his eyesight in one of his eyes. On the bright side, he'll no longer have to look at those outrageously ugly outfits that he wears on stage. Those are nasty. New survey out, 2,000 American workers, 65% said they're likely to attend their work's holiday party. 39% said they would attend just for the free food. It used to be 100% of us would go for the free booze.
Yes, yeah.
But most companies cut out the free booze after hilarity ensued.
Yeah. Hilarity.
But one of the nice things about it, owned by an organization that owns a whole bunch of hotels as well, is you do get the little one, the little drinks.
Right. The miniatures.
The miniatures.
They go into the little mini bar there.
Help yourself, by the way. There's an honor bar.
Right. So our big tree trimming party is this Thursday.
Yes, it is.
Are you attending? They need somebody to put the star on top.
Oh, really? I'm not that tall.
You're tall enough.
I'm tall enough. Yeah, I'll be there.
Right. And, of course, Chuck, we'd love to have you here as well, but we understand.
Yeah. That you don't like us all that much and right. aren't wanting to come in.
It's just as cold here, there. So we get in the season right now.
Oh,
right?
Is it?
32 what? Degrees in Portugal.
Wow. Wow. That is chilly.
Yeah.
You
yes,
must be
for us.
Freezing your nuggets off this morning.
I still have my shorts on as protest, as always.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
You will not. You refuse to wear long pants?
Yep.
When's the last time you had a pair of long pants?
I don't know. I mean, I have them.
So when you go to weddings and you have a suit, do you have short pants
on? Oh, yeah,
on?
That's different.
Oh, that's different. Okay.
So
it's
different.
You actually...
But right after the nuptials and we get into the food, I change.
Okay.
We're reluctant to go there. We're just too afraid.
I threw that out there because I knew you would do something.
Okay.
Take it the wrong way, of course.
There's a new poll out. TV shows that change the course of history. I want to run these by you, see what you think. Number 10, The Living Planet.
Okay.
Right.
Change the course of history?
Change the course of history.
Okay.
Number 9, Hour of Decision. I've never seen that. Have
never
you?
Seen it.
No.
Number 8, The Inventors.
All right.
Number 7,
I've seen any of these.
Number 7, I have seen The Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour and Rowan and Martin's Laugh.
Yes.
You've
yeah.
seen that.
Both of those.
Number 6, See It Now.
Nope.
I've seen that.
Okay.
When?
Number 5.
When did you see it?
On television.
Oh, I thought you said like now.
See, I thought you had me. Where did you see it? It's none of your damn business, right? So.
Number 5, Star Trek.
Yeah.
That changed us?
And changed the course of history, apparently.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
Number 4, Kathy Come Home.
What?
Yeah.
Kathy Come
I've
Home.
Never heard of most of these shows.
How about Kathy Go Home with Kathy Griffin?
Number 3, This Is Early Bird.
They must have filmed that at the Villages.
Wow. I felt like I've never watched TV in my life.
Number 2, this was one of your favorites, General Electric Theater.
And that was a good one back in the day.
Again, no.
And number one, I think we've all seen or heard of, the the soap opera, Dallas.
Yeah, of course.
Dallas. That changed the course.
And the way they say it changed history is that when it was back on, what, late 70s, I guess?
Yeah.
Romania initially banned it from, you couldn't see it. But then Ceausescu, the dictator of Romania, said that, no, he thought it would be a great way to show anti-capitalism, you know, the greed, oil barons, so on and so forth, how horrible America was. Well, apparently the people in Romania loved it.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like the Blue Jeans. Remember the Blue Jeans opened up a lot of the Russian society? They wanted to have American clothes. They wanted American shows. And Larry Hagman, who played J.R. Ewing in the show Dallas, years later would visit Romania. He was treated like a national hero. That's how popular it was in Romania. So maybe that's that I can see changing the course of history. But
he always traveled.
Kathy, come home?
No.
No, not so much.
Lassie, come home, maybe.
Maybe it's the same thing.
Maybe it's a typo.
Could be.
All right.
Maybe it is, seriously.
What,
is
you
it?
Mean the Rosie O'Donnell show? Did that have any impact with the Three Stooges?
I'm shocked that The View was not on there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm shocked. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. All right, I want to tell you about Reverse Mortgage Answers and, of course, our good buddy Mark McVeary. And Mark has been doing this for a long time now. And he's been a sponsor and advertiser here on WCBM. And one of the great things I love about Mark is when it comes to Reverse Mortgage Answers is that you get all the answers. Because people have a lot of questions. I mean, it's a different concept. It's the only loan that you will ever take out where you decide when you want to pay it back. You can pay it back as you do a normal mortgage. You can pay it halfway through. You can wait till the end when it's time for you to sell your home, whatever the case may be. And if you're 62 years of age or older and you own your own home, it might be the perfect way for you to create better cash flow. A lot of folks have been behind the eight ball of late, of course, first with the COVID and, obviously with the inflation and interest rates. Maybe you shortchanged your retirement funding a little bit. Well, there's a way that you can create better cash flow. Call Mark and he'll get you to set up 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070. He'll come out, answer all your questions to you, for your spouse, for your family. That's Mark McVeary. Very Reverse Mortgage Answers, 410-788-7070.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front. No managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it. We sell it. You profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145330.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here's Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels still running okay. Nothing major. 895, a little busy after O'Donnell Street. 95, four lanes are open southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The west side outer loop now starting to fill in, and the brake lights begin. Outer loop 795, and it's getting heavy all the way down through the ramps at Frederick Road, and then you're better down the hill towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunny, dry, and continued cold, 43 for the high today. Right now, clear, 28 in Annapolis, 25 in Forest Hill. We're talking about Pardon Palooza. Chairman Joe has got pardon mania, pardon fever, and we'll get into that more in the later on of the show. But everybody's talking about Hunter Biden, obviously, and he has got his own demons. But I think the ultimate ulterior motive here is to protect the Biden crime family, because after all, Joe Biden is the chairman.
Yeah.
He's the boss. It's like La Cosa Nostra. You know, it's he's going to make sure his lieutenants and his consiglieres are taken care of, so that none of them will rat him out. And in a future Trump Justice Department led by Pam Bondi and, of course, Kash Patel, pending their confirmation. So I think this was a preemptive strike. And also, we're going to get into this concept of preemptive pardons here. I think it's unconstitutional, personally.
It's actually never been tested in court, but I think there's a pretty fair argument to say that the idea of pardoning somebody for acts that may or may not have happened for an extended period of time. This is almost 11 years. It's 10 years, 11 months.
It's just as soon as he joined the board of directors at Burisma,
right,
is when the pardon goes into effect. So for that 10, 11-year period, it covers all the corruption and the rot. Yep. In the Biden crime family, and that to me is preemptive. Now, if you've been convicted of something,
fine,
you've been charged and convicted, and the Constitution says the president has the power to grant reprieves and pardons, and I think that the intent of that was for crimes that have been committed against the United States, not crimes that may be committed in the future or crimes that you haven't been charged of. What happens if you give somebody a blanket pardon for 10 years and then you find out they actually murdered somebody?
Yeah, or a number of somebodies.
I mean, well, what happens then in this concept of no man is above the law? Here is Marilyn Mosby's attorney, one of her attorneys yesterday, arguing that she deserves a pardon.
The next step in Maryland is to reach out to Senator Van Hollen and to reach out to Senator Cardin and encourage them to advocate for a pardon for Marilyn Mosby.
Yeah.
According
to the DOJ, 259 pardon petitions submitted to President Biden in 2022, 3 were granted. In 2023, 380 were submitted and 9 were granted. We don't have the numbers for 2024 as of yet. But you can pardon all the way up until the next president, President-elect Trump, is sworn in on January the 20th at noon of 2025. So he can all the way up to 1159 if he wants.
There are more Bidens to go, you know.
Oh, yeah.
There's Jim Biden, Frank Biden.
Sarah Biden.
Yeah.
And Valerie. The president's sister,
yep,
has been mentioned in a number of these things. Isn't it interesting that Joe Biden grants this pardon, and now there's evidence that aides are saying that he said in June that he was going to pardon Hunter all along, but he would lie to the public because it was an election year? Gee, I mean,
what a surprise!
It doesn't surprise anything about Joe Biden.
Knocked me over with a feather.
Yeah, exactly, but all of a sudden then he jets off to Africa.
Yeah.
Okay. So he doesn't have to face the heat here back home. So we'll have some audio from a reporter in KGP coming up a little bit later on Air Force One as they were heading towards Africa. But to Marilyn Mosby here for just a second. I mean, this whole idea of accountability, to me, is just it's ridiculous when you have people. These are elected officials. Okay, elected servants. She came in like a bull in a china shop. Remember the Baltimore Six?
Yep.
And decided that she was going to, it's our time now, she said.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that with great distinction when she decided she was going to prosecute and persecute those six Baltimore police officers that were tangentially involved in the death of Freddie Gray. Who, of course, was a convicted drug dealer,
right,
and a criminal informant, a CI, that obviously, unfortunately, died as a result of whether you believe it was a rough ride or if he fell and hit his head or if he was intoxicated, whatever the case may be. But she went after those six and didn't get a single conviction and put this city through hell for several years. And then we find out she was doing all sorts of illegal things when it comes to her retirement funds and federal mortgage. Look, same thing for Hunter Biden. He lied. He evaded his taxes. He lied on a federal form in applying for a gun license applying for a purchase of a gun, I should say.
Yeah.
Those have consequences. But look, Chairman Joe has every right to pardon his son I think as a father, we would all would look at that and say, okay, maybe I would do the same thing.
Emotionally, I understand that.
But from a logical, legal standpoint, he lied about it. He lied to the American people. And that's something we're going to all have to remember in the future. All right, coming up next, more on the Biden pardon fallout here in just a moment. Happy holidays to you. It's the perfect time to talk about Rescue Natural Supplements and their Deck the Halls sale. Right now you can save up to 78% on exceptional natural supplements for every area regarding your health. From essentials like omega-3s, probiotics, to cholesterol support, natural pain relief, and much, much more. You know what the best part is? Over a dozen health-boosting rescue natural supplements are marked down under $20. So get started on stock up today. Call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. With rescue, you can reinforce your immune system, boost energy, and reach your health goals again. No coupon code needed to save up to 78% site-wide during our Deck the Halls sale and get started today. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Former athletic director at Pikesville High School expected to stand trial in late January on charges related to an artificial intelligence scheme. Dajon Darian allegedly used AI to create a recording of Principal Eric Eiswirth making racist remarks about black students, the Jewish community, and members of the school staff, and then posted that audio on social media. Darian was arrested at BWI as he was trying to board a flight to Houston. Baltimore City Police say two 16-year-olds have been arrested after bailing out of a stolen vehicle. The Regional Auto Theft Task Force was tracking a vehicle with the help of Baltimore County Aviation. Around 11:30 in the morning Monday, students took off. The police caught up with the teens, took them into custody. Investigators say they recovered a handgun. Both suspects were taken to juvenile booking for processing. And four juveniles have been arrested at the Maryland Car Rally Task Force. The arrests were made on Saturday in connection with a car rally in Baltimore that was one of the 10 large-scale illegal exhibition driving events in the city, Baltimore, Ann Arundel, Howard, and Prince George's County. The juveniles were arrested at a large event at the 5100 block of Park Avenue that involved 300 people and vehicles that shut down the roadway for exhibition driving and disorderly conduct. And no injuries reported after a driver slammed into the Eddies of Roland Park grocery store on Monday evening. Baltimore police were called to the 5100 block of Roland Avenue at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. They found the damaged building and a minivan on the sidewalk. It's 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes in 60 seconds.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buying as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Pick three, lottery number 039. Your pick four was 9730. And now at 6:33, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new problem. Fort McHenry Tunnel just spotted it. Southbound left tube, left-hand lane. Not sure what it is yet, but there's activity on the south side of the tunnel on the shoulder now in the painted out area. So I guess that's it. It's either a broken down vehicle or a minor wreck. So the left lane is X'd out. You'll see it. So the right tube is open. Only one lane is open in the left tube southbound already. We'll get an impact there. Top of the hill from Keith Avenue back to O'Donnell Street on 95, 895 already. Gets the impact back towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge and backing up towards Pulaski Highway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another chilly day today, and temperatures stay cold all week long. 43 the high today. Tomorrow, 44. There's a slight chance of a shower snowflake Thursday. Temperatures no warmer than 40 Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Only at Lowe's, MVP's Pro Rewards members can get a volume discount on eligible orders as low as $1,500. Discount on eligible products only and reflected in quote. Restrictions apply. See Pro Desk for details. MVP's Pro Rewards program subject to terms.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Ravens got together yesterday in Owings Mills to watch the tape of the Eagles' loss and, in general, just to collect themselves as they get set for a much-welcome bye. They're sitting at 8-5. Afterwards, John Harbaugh with some words of wisdom to the Ravens and their fans.
He said the season starts after Thanksgiving. Wow, what a truth for the teams that, you know, are still in it. And we're one of those teams.
Of course, the he that he's talking about was Bill Belichick, the former coach of the New England Patriots. As we speak, the Ravens looking up at the Steelers in the AFC North, 1.5 games back. But talk of the Steelers is misplaced, according to Lamar Jackson.
We don't need to worry about the Steelers. We need to worry about us. Like, that's the first thing. Worry about whatever we need to clean up on this side, clean it. Like, forget every other team. We need to be beating ourselves out there. Little opportunities, we're not making them happen. You know, we need to make those critical situations happen, and we're not doing it.
An animated Lamar banging the lectern as well. Despite the loss to the Eagles, the team is still in strong position to make the playoffs. At 8-5, the Ravens have a 98% chance of reaching the postseason per ESPN's Power Football Index. NFL.com has the Ravens' chances at 96%. If the season ended today, the Ravens would be the number six seed in the AFC, which would mean a road playoff game against, you guessed it, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Last night in the NFL, the Broncos pulled into a technical tie with the Ravens in the AFC.
3rd and 11, down the middle, Mims, he's gone, touchdown Denver, Marvin Mims walks it in.
Joe Buck with the call on ESPN, 93 yards, and Marvin Mims high steps it in. Broncos beat the Browns 41-32. One other NFL note, tough times in San Francisco. The Niners have placed both Christian McCaffrey and Jordan Mason, their top two running backs, on injured reserve. Both are out for the year. College football, the ACC fined and publicly reprimanded North Carolina, NC State, Virginia, and Virginia Tech for their actions in their respective rivalry games last weekend. NC State and North Carolina got into a postgame fight after the Wolfpack planted a flag on the UNC field like Michigan did against Ohio State. That was after their big win. Virginia and Virginia Tech players got into a pregame fight before the game. A 37-17 Hokies victory. Each school was fined the maximum amount under league bylaws. By the way, Ohio State and Michigan have both been fined $100,000 for that fracas after the game. On the ice last night, the Devils moved 1 point ahead of the Caps and back into first place with a convincing 5-1 win over the Rangers. Caps back on the ice tonight, hosting the Sharks. Local college basketball last night, Loyola 68, Coppin 57, and Georgetown over UMBC 86-62. Marcus Banks led the Retrievers with 16 points. Tragedy in Guinea, the African nation. 56 people were killed in a stampede at a soccer stadium when they disagreed with a referee's call. They started throwing rocks. Where do they get these rocks? Do they bring the rocks into the stadium? I'm not following that part of it, but anyway, there was a stampede. The police came. They launched tear gas, and in the melee that ensued, 56 people were stampeded and killed.
Wow.
Got time now is 6:37. When we return, what to do about Justin Tucker.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
So before we get to the Justin Tucker situation, I did want to talk about this Guinea soccer tragedy. I really don't understand the rocks. So what happened basically was there was a match in Guinea, and the population, the crowd, didn't like one of the officials' calls. It was a very controversial call, and they started throwing rocks at the field, at the players, at the referees. The police came, and they dispersed them with tear gas. A melee ensued, and 56 were killed in the stampede. Look, I get it. They're not stadiums like we have here in this country, 70,000 with security and all that. That I get. But I just don't understand the rocks. Like, are rocks there, and they pick up rocks, and they throw them at the field? Do they bring their own rocks?
I think they bring them.
They bring rocks.
Just in case.
Why are they bringing rocks?
It harkens back to my days when I was playing football at the University of Delaware. We went up to see a Flyers game at the time. And we were wearing Delaware jackets.
And you brought rocks?
No. And we were doing nothing. And actually, we were cheering on the Flyers.
Right.
But because we were from Delaware, they were throwing coins at us.
Well, that's Philly.
Exactly. So it's
Philly, Guinea.
It's Philly, Guinea. It's the same thing.
Interestingly, by the way, Sean made more on that day.
That's right.
Then in the first 5 years, years of broadcast.
This was before NIL.
Yeah. About the Justin Tucker situation, just real quick, we heard from John Harbaugh in a 6 o'clock about him being open to bringing in a new kicker. Not necessarily compete, but it's the first time that we've heard Harbaugh being open about that publicly.
Look, Harbaugh did give him a hug after he missed that.
Missed the field goal.
So he gave him a little bit of love. Now comes the tough love. Like a little reminder that this is a business, and you're going to have to hold up your performance. Otherwise, who knows what happens.
Agreed.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Gary. Yep. 6:40. Before the hour.
George Blanda was kicking until
49, maybe?
No, yes. Morton Anderson.
Anderson. Right. It's not an age.
No, it's not an age thing.
Adam Vinatieri.
It must be a technique thing. I don't understand what the technique is. I don't understand if somebody can kick that accurately for that long at all.
Yeah. I think at this point it's a mental thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think above all, you probably don't understand the technique thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what we've heard, Bruce.
Yeah.
From multiple sources.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's why I'm on my third marriage.
All right, let's move along, shall
yes,
we?
Yes, please.
Let's get to the part and the less controversial of the topics.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Miranda Devine always has, I think, a tremendous perspective on the events of the day. She's a great reporter, has done some tremendous stuff, and continues to do so. And she says what the only surprise for her was this.
I think that the most surprising thing about all of this is that anyone is surprised that Joe Biden lied. He made sure to continue that lie that he would not pardon his son right through the election. And then, even after the election, he had Karine Jean-Pierre speak at the White House podium and perpetuate that lie, knowing full well that he always intended to pardon Hunter.
Yeah. Now, one thing she notes, and I think that this is actually the case, we mentioned the Burisma link with Hunter a moment or two ago. Don't forget, 10% for the big guy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, 10% for the big guy. So when Joe Biden says, you're pardoned, all of going back to that event back there, he's also trying to cover his own butt.
What is just impossible for Democrats to defend is that this is not just about a father looking after his son and wanting him not to go to jail when this sentencing was supposed to happen in a couple of weeks. This is Joe Biden going back 11 years to ensure that he himself is not ensnared in any investigation into his family's influence peddling around the world.
You know, one thing is interesting here. Because of the pardon, Hunter Biden no longer has a Fifth Amendment right to not incriminate himself because he cannot be incriminated. Because he's been pardoned for virtually everything.
To 2014 to 2024, right, if he goes out and commits a crime in 2025, right. Yes, then he has a Fifth Amendment right.
But an interested Congress might say, we want to hear from you about the dealings you had with all these other people.
Do you think
were protected.
You think after his daddy pardoned him, he's going to turn on daddy?
Not on daddy, but potentially on Uncle Jim.
A shot.
Yeah.
Now, if he gets some of the other family members in now before the pardons start, well, that might be more interesting.
Yeah, or himself.
Right.
6:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Pardon City USA's Chuck Whitaker.
Another big delay at both the Harbor Tunnels. The incident, they're saying this is a broken down vehicle, but it looks like a wreck to me. It looks like it's minor. Southbound on the south end of the left tube. They're in the painted out area, but they're still not letting traffic in the left-hand lane. So the left tube only, the right lane is open. The right tube is clear with both lanes. Already the backup on 95 is back beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. And 895 now already here at 645 is basically kind of sitting still all the way back towards Moravia Road. So already that's a pretty lengthy delay, 25 to 30 minutes as we're coming south already this morning. The Beltway on the west side, your backup now begins as you're moving south from 795 and eventually down towards Frederick Road. Just going to change the camera here, check the northeast corner at Hartford Road, see what we look like there. Yeah, it's not bad. Still okay between Hartford Road and Providence Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather chance is sunny today, dry and continued unseasonably cold, 43 for the high today. It's not even winter yet, right? Overnight temps in the mid to upper 20s. Right now we're 28 and clear in Pasadena, and it is 26 in Parkville. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon for latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Bubba Johnson.
Fudge. Only I didn't say fudge.
All right. Krispy Kreme.
Brownies.
Unwrapping three new festive donuts for the holidays. Sugar cookie donut. Hmm. The new gingerbread cookie crumb donut. And the new red velvet cake donut. Glazed red velvet cake donut topped with cream cheese icing. Red velvet cake crumbles. All good, folks.
Yeah.
All good. Lots of sugar. Lots of sugar.
Yes.
That'll get you going for the whole day. McDonald's is coming out with the McValue menu. And they'll help customers and consumers.
I already had that.
No, it was the dollar menu.
Oh, the dollar menu. Okay.
And they can no longer call it the, like, I don't know why they call it the dollar store. Can you buy anything for a dollar at the dollar store anymore?
I don't know. Yeah,
I don't think so.
Yeah. No, it's all, you know. Yeah. Much cheaper, but not a dollar. So anyway,
where Gary Stein gets most of his wardrobe.
Let's see. The new McValue platform will feature local national discounts, platform exclusive promotions, a continuation of the $5 meal deal.
Okay.
Okay. And a new buy one, add one for a dollar discount. Now, we're going to run this by the IBF president, Chuck Whitaker. Mm-hmm. It used to be buy one, get one free.
Right.
That's the BOGO. This is now the BOA. Buy one, add one for a dollar. So you have to buy one, and then you got to buy more for another dollar. What are your thoughts on that, Chuck?
That's a technicality.
Technicality.
I see. What does that mean, Chuck?
Well, they should be fined immediately.
Right.
Well, they say they're fine.
How about buy one, barter one?
Yeah.
No. Buy one, take one.
Buy one, get one.
You got to be that crappy. Buy one, take one. Take the chance.
Was it you who posted, Chuck, that there were great deals on turkeys at Walmart if you could simply get out before the security caught you?
Sure. I think. If you can go faster than the guy at the door, then you got a chance.
Popeyes
is my opinion, by the way.
Right, exactly. Just a conjecture. Popeyes is launching a new festive family box and a few fantastic midweek deals. And the festive family box, and they have the midday Mardi Gras happy hour. Oh, I like that.
Very nice.
So here's what the festive family box includes. Bundles of the best of Popeyes includes four pieces of its bone-in signature chicken, four tenders, four regular sides, and four buttermilk biscuits. Mm-hmm. The owner of Twinkies has a message for RFK Jr. Apparently, one of his objectives is to combat chronic disease and ultra-processed foods. According to the London Daily Mail, RFK Jr.'s targeted artificial food colorings as part of it. Mark Smucker, CEO of Twinkies maker J.M. Smucker, said, "We believe very strongly that snacking will continue. Consumers are going to continue to look for a way to reward themselves at different times throughout the day." I don't think RFK Jr. is not saying we're going to stop snacking. He's just saying stop with the chemicals and the dyes and the things that are unhealthy for us while we're snacking. That means that a Twinkie's shelf life now will go from about 10 years to about 10 days.
Yes.
That might be the problem. They say eating processed junk could age you faster. New Italian study there saying the more ultra-processed foods that you eat, you will accelerate your age. Okay.
And that's not right for me.
Look, one of my paternal grandmother lived to be 102. And she just did use nothing artificial. She was very heavy on butter and, you know, you name it, fat. Mm-hmm. And she, but it was all natural. She never had anything chemical or anything processed. And she lived the ripe old age of 102.
I don't know offhand, Chuck. Does Bailey's have any processed things in it?
I don't think so.
Okay, you're good then.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
He's processed. He's fermented is what he is. All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that.
All right.
6:49, 11 minutes now. Before the hour of 7 o'clock, and let's take a phone call here from Gino at Forest Hill.
Morning, Gino.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning quarterback show.
Yes.
My oldest son is Mr. Ravens football.
Okay.
And he says that all but one of the missed field goals from Justin Tucker were done because they were under 5 seconds on that countdown clock. He was rushed, and the blame goes on the entire team for not getting set up soon enough.
Okay, well, that's all part of the process. But you know what?
He played those scenes, and he is right.
These guys practice that. They actually practice rushing the field goal team on, you know, with you know, certain time scenarios. Now that doesn't make it that it's any. I guess it's tough. It's tough when you run out of time and you got, you know, you're there, you're anxious, you're waiting to launch that kick. And look, a lot depends on the snap and the hold and the kicker well. So it's a team thing. You're right.
He's my hero, man.
Yeah. All right, Gino.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for the call, and thanks to your son for pointing that out. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And Vinny Steele, he's, again, a hero to many because he'll guarantee the sale of your home. And people hear that, and they go, how can he do that? You know, we've heard of a lot of realtors out there today, and there are a lot of good realtors, but Vinny just has the guarantee, which I think really elevates him above all others. And what happens is Vinny or one of his agents comes out to your home. You'll discuss all the, you know, the particulars as far as asking price, time frame, staging, you name it. And once you agree on asking price and time frame, you'll then sign the contract. You sign on the dotted line. Now, once you sign, your home is then guaranteed to sell. That simple. Because there's a database of tens of thousands of buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. And that is what they get to see your home before it hits the open market or the MLS. So if your home doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, Vinny will buy it from you and he'll pay you in cash. And that's the reason why so many people just start with Vinny and your home is guaranteed to sell. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515.
Does the idea of writing a will bring to mind a thriller movie about a wealthy, dysfunctional family fighting for a deceased relative's fortune? If you answered yes, you're not alone. Although these movies are entertaining, they sometimes lead to misconceptions about wills and estate planning. The biggest myth is that estate planning is only for the ultra wealthy. The truth is, it's for everyone. Stouffer Legal is here to help you navigate fact from fiction. Our valuable insights and customized approach to estate planning ensures you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at PlanBaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's PlanBaltimore.com. PlanBaltimore.com or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Isn't it interesting that Special Counsel David Weiss said in a court filing yesterday he's opposed to Hunter Biden's request to dismiss his criminal cases after receiving a presidential pardon from his father. The defendant's motion should be denied because there's no binding authority which requires dismissal of an indictment after a defendant receives a pardon, Weiss wrote to the court. So what do you think is going on there?
I mean, he's talking the talk. I'm not sure he's been walking the walk, though.
Yeah. I mean, so, maybe he just wants the yeah. record to stand.
Right.
Even though there's a pardon, he doesn't want the indictment to be dismissed.
6:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Major backups again today. Both the Harvard tunnels. The incident, apparently, they were saying was a broken down vehicle, but it looks like a wreck to me. Southbound coming out of the left tunnel on the left side, and the left lane is blocked. So only a single lane there in the left tunnel on 95. The right tunnel is open. The backup now is all the way back to the city county line. So there we go again, starting again today. 40-minute delays now, probably in that area. I'm going to look at the camera here at Moravia Road on 895. Dead stop there, just like it was yesterday. But earlier today, 35 to 40-minute delays south going into both the Harvard tunnels. Beltway is slow. Parkville side now at Hartford Road. The west side pretty solid, moving south from 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, going to be another sunny but dry and cold day today, 43, and back down to the mid to upper 20s for the low tonight. Right now we are clear in 26 in Severn, 25 in Ellicott City. Fox 45 has got a hold of some charts from the VPD, and there are plans to reduce patrol units in districts next year as the city continues to navigate this severe officer shortage. So I want to, that's an issue because we've been talking about that now for a number of years. Ever since the Freddie Gray riots, we've seen a number of retirements. We've seen recruitment fall off. They've tried to increase salaries. I think it's $60,000 a year starting salary for a Baltimore police officer, but to no avail. They just cannot find enough officers to man the streets. According to documents, there will be as few as 11 and up to 17 patrol officers covering per shift per district starting next month. The fluctuation in the numbers is small, but it still kind of highlights the trend.
Yeah.
Let's look at the Northeastern District, for example. The Northeastern District C shift goes from 22 officers on the streets in 2021 down to 16 in 2023, and next year to 15 on the streets in that district. So the trend is we're less and less patrol officers in each district now for the last several years. And again, some of that is, of course, the severe shortage. But let's remember, who controls the BPD now?
Baltimore City now.
Baltimore City now controls the BPD. So is it more than just staffing shortage? City Council Public Safety Councilman, he's in charge of the Public Safety Committee, Mark Conway, reacted.
Anytime we lose resources, I want to make sure that we understand the logic behind that. I don't have the numbers on the tip of my fingers. Of course, this is the first I'm hearing about that change, but certainly I have the conversation with the commissioner and understand why we're making that change.
Yeah. So again, and it's not that the resources are just they've retired, and you have a number of retirement issues, you have recruitment issues, and you have retention issues going on in the BPD. And of course, BPD is not commenting as of this moment as to why the reduction in the units. But clearly, Conway says that we need more resources. Now, how we get there, that is the $64,000 question.
We need the resources. We also know that the police department is strapped for resources. And so I'd want to understand the rebalancing across the entire city and what that means to the Northeastern District. Of course, that is part of my district. And I want to make sure that we can still meet the needs of the neighborhoods in that district.
Now, I'm not a police officer, and I do know police officers, and I know many of them listen to this program, so I'd like to get your thoughts on this. But when you go through the police academy and you graduate the academy, you are a police officer, and that doesn't matter whether you're a meter maid or whether you're on a patrol unit or whether you're walking a beat or whether you got desk duty. Don't you think instead of reduction in patrol units that every available body in a uniform would be put out there on the streets to keep the peace?
One would think.
I mean, I understand there's paperwork has to be done, But we're having all these the folks at the you know, the Stat Kings in Queens of Baltimore City. Remember with City Stat with Martin O'Malley? So maybe they could just carry electronic devices and they can log everything right there. They have computers in their cars. They can just log it right there while they're on a break or something like that. And somebody else said you can hire a civilian to deal with the paperwork.
That's what I was wondering, Sean, is are they hiring civilians to handle the paperwork so the police officers can actually be out doing the policing part?
Well, there was some discussion of that. Now, how many civilians they have hired or are going to hire, I don't know. I don't have the answer to that yet. But I would think all available uniformed cops should be on the streets of a Baltimore City and hire the civilians to do the paperwork until you find a way to recruit more police officers. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling started off as electric years ago, and that commitment to service and dedication to excellence has given Tim Kyle Electric a great reputation and a brand as well. They've done work on my home, on Bruce's home, but now they've expanded into HVAC. Boy, am I glad I called them out to maintain and take a look at my heat pump. Because, you know, heat pump's not the best under 32 degrees. They struggle. That's a good thing I did because it was not operating. It was working, but it wasn't operating as efficiently as it could. And it was costing me a ton of money. So they came out and they took care of it, fixed this one little switch that needed to be adjusted. Because it was getting stuck, and now, of course, the heat pump is operating the way it should, and it's costing me a lot less, even though right now, of course, you know, with temperatures in the 20s, it's, as you might imagine, heat pumps are a bit of a challenge. But call Tim Kyle, they'll come out, and they'll check yours out as well. Heat pump, furnace, doesn't matter. Heat, HVAC, 410-876-9404, that's 410-876-9404, or check them out online, timkylecompany.com.
Coming up after the 7 o'clock news, the Randallstown NAACP weighs in on the rash of teens stealing cars.
WCBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He said it over and over again, no one is above the law. It's part of the reason that President Biden is taking so much heat from Republicans and from some Democrats for pardoning his son Hunter, granting him a pardon that spans 10 years starting in 2014. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre repeatedly said there would be no pardon, so what's she say now?
The president does believe in the justice system and in the Department of Justice, and he also believes that his son was singled out politically.
President-elect Trump calls the pardon an abusive miscarriage of justice, asking if it also covers the J6 hostages, as he calls them. Observers expect a fierce battle in Congress as Republicans seek to extend the Trump tax cuts, allowing you to keep more of your money.
The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is set to expire at the end of next year, along with the lower tax rates for American workers. Now Republicans hope to work hand-in-hand with incoming President Trump to extend and strengthen the original law passed in 2017. One key player will be Trump's Treasury Secretary nominee, Scott Bessent. He's expected to help forge the language in the new tax bill with the focus of lowering the corporate tax rate and putting an end to taxes on both tips and Social Security. Bob Agner reporting.
President-elect Trump wasting no time wading into the volatile Mideast situation. He warns Hamas it had better release all of the hostages it's holding before January 20th when he takes office, or there will be the severest of consequences. Meanwhile, the Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire in Lebanon is on shaky ground, with each side firing on and blaming the other. Billionaire investment banker Warren Stevens, President-elect Trump's choice, serves as his envoy to Britain. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 25 points, NASDAQ futures off 10 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So new administration has hinted at one of its boldest moves yet. America's return to the gold standard. Backing the U.S. dollar with gold would create stability in a time of rapid economic change, pushing the price of gold higher than we've seen in decades. Those who act now could be positioned to benefit the most. Premier Gold specializes in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts utilize a little-known loophole to move some of their savings into physical gold. Today, they'd like to send you a free
Gold Standard Kit to help you decide if this process is right for you. Call 606-800-8000 to take advantage of current rollover policies. Early action on physical gold could position your portfolio for maximum growth. Call Premier Gold at 606-800-8000. Call 606-800-8000 now. Premier Gold is not a financial advisor. Please consult with your advisor before investing. Call
606-800-8000. Good morning. It's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
They've reopened the left-hand lane and the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but the incident is still there as you're coming out of the left tunnel. They're in the painted out area, so with all those flashing lights, they're still looking at it, but we have four lanes moving now, but the damage has been done. The I-95 connector now is backed up all the way back to the city-county line. 895 is backed up right into the same area. 30-minute delays minimum right now going into both the harbor tunnels. JFX still okay. Nothing major there. The Beltway begins to fill in. Parkville side, Bel Air Road to Providence, 795 to Frederick Road. The inner loop through Pikesville still basically clear but getting busy towards Greenspring and over to the JFX. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another chilly day today, and temperatures stay cold all week long. 43 the high today. Tomorrow, 44. There's a slight chance of a shower snowflake Thursday. Temperatures no warmer than 40 Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City has 25 degrees. Hunt Valley has 27 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore County Council has announced 12 candidates to replace U.S. Congressman-elect County Executive Johnny Yoshesky, who won Maryland's second congressional seat in November. Candidates include former State Senator Jim Brochin, Morgan Stanley Financial Advisor William Hoon, State Delegate John Cardin, and former Baltimore County Councilman Tom Quirk. A former athletic director at Pikesville High School expected to stand trial late January on charges related to an artificial intelligence scheme. Dajon Darien allegedly used AI to record principals Eric Eiswart making racist remarks about black students, the Jewish community, and members of the school's staff. He then took those phony recordings, posted them online. Baltimore City says two 16-year-olds have been arrested after bailing out of a stolen vehicle. The Regional Auto Theft Task Force was tracking a vehicle with the help of Baltimore County Aviation. Around 11:30 yesterday morning, suspects took off, and four juveniles have been arrested by the Maryland Car Rally Task Force. Those arrests made on Saturday in connection with a car rally in Baltimore that was one of the 10 large-scale illegal exhibition driving events in the city over the weekend. It's 7:05 at WCBM. Pick 3 lottery number 039. Your pick 49730. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front. No managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145330.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
If you're looking for encouraging signs from the Ravens' loss to the Eagles, believe it or not, they're there. For the second straight game, the Ravens' defense did not allow a pass play of 20 yards or more after giving up 50 of those in the first 11 games. That's right, 50 in the first 11 games. Second most in the league. The turnaround, according to Marlon Humphrey.
The message kind of became a little bit clear. If you want to play ball,
then we'll get you out there. But if you don't, you're going to have to sit on the sideline. And I think guys responded really well to what was being preached amongst the coaches, amongst the players. And we're holding guys more accountable now.
The Ravens outgained the Eagles by 120 yards on Sunday night, 4-3 and outs for that Ravens defense, 6 drives of 4 plays or less. Typical night last night for Jameis Winston in Denver.
Here's a pick! Intercepted! And that should end the night. McMillan, the other way. Touchdown, Broncos!
Joe Buck with the call on ESPN. A 44-yard pick six by Jaquan McMillan with less than 2 minutes to play was the second pick six thrown by Winston last night. Broncos take care of the Browns 41-32. First round of NFL Pro Bowl voting. The NFL released the results yesterday. Ravens teammates Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry sit atop the list. Eagles running back Saquon Barkley is right behind. Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen is fourth. Detroit Lions running back Jahmyr Gibbs round out the top five. Coming up at 7:35, replacing Corbin Burns. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 bucks a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 bucks a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Star 2 here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. You can join the discussion, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at the Morning Drive at WCBM.com. Text to the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up at 7:35, Ryan Coleman, the president of the Randallstown chapter of the NAACP, is going to join us to talk about the carjacking epidemic and the accountability that needs to be demonstrated for both the youths and the parents.
Yeah, it's interesting. You may find, folks, he says some things that surprise you a bit. So make sure you're here for that conversation. That's coming up at around 25 minutes from right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. But let's start with this, very good. While all the hubbub continues about Joe Biden's self-protecting act of pardoning his son, there are still other Bidens to go, of course. There are confirmation hearings that are going to be held once Donald Trump is president, and among some of the more controversial ones, I guess, is Kash Patel to head the FBI. Now, Senator Bill Hagerty says that the idea that somehow Kash Patel doesn't have the qualifications to do the job, he says, take a look who's doing some of the jobs in the Biden administration right now.
What is the qualification of Tony Blinken to become Secretary of State? Well, he organized 51 so-called intelligence experts to put together a fake letter saying that Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. That must have qualified him to be Secretary of State. President Trump is entitled to name his appointees. That is exactly what he's doing, and I'm going to support this appointment.
That's it. President Trump has the right to name his appointees, and then the advising consent function of the U.S. Senate will kick in, and those individuals of the 100 senators we have in this country, they will make the decision as to exactly which of those individuals passes muster and which does not. But if the rap is going to be they don't have quite enough experience for the job, then really you have to explain some of the people who have been doing the job for Joe Biden. And let's just not talk about Tony Blinken, who is obviously unqualified to do the job he's been doing for the last 4 years. But somehow he got nominated. He got confirmed because the Republicans in the Senate said, you know what? The president has the right to have those people around him who will do the job the way he'd like him to do the job. We'll see if the Democrats have as much grown-up behavior in them as that. Hagerty says, though, here's a little bit about Kash Patel.
Kash has worked in national security. He's worked at the Department of Justice. And he's somebody that has been willing to uncover the wrongs at the FBI. He's the one that uncovered for the American public what happened with Russiagate. He's the one that can see through the fix here.
Yeah. And he says that Cash has more than enough appropriate experience, Sean, to get the job done.
And that's why the left fears him and hates him, and they're going to battle. They already scuttled the Gates thing. Of course, Gates kind of did that to himself. Yeah. But they're now after Hegseth and Patel. I don't think they're going to get Bondi. So they're focusing, and they're not going to get most of May RFK Jr. is the other one. They're going to really try to block him. So they're not going to get all three. So the big question is, which one are they afraid of the most? And I think it's probably Patel because of what he was able to expose with the dirty dossier. Yep. He's a transparency guy. He wants to get all these. He's a constitutionalist. So it's going to be fascinating to watch these confirmation hearings.
Yeah, it is. Well, plenty to talk about. 7:13, more coming up, by the way, on that topic. And a few minutes. First, though, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Now, both the tunnels heavily backed up again today, and they're still working on whatever this incident is on the south end of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. They're in the painted out area, but there are several police cars there. So all four lanes are open as you come out of the left tube. If you're in the left-hand lane, you'll run up onto those flashing lights, and they really are not going too quickly through there. So we're still backed up. We start there at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, backed up to the city-county line. 895 is pretty much dead stopped, and then it's crawling from Moravia Road into the Old Harbor Tunnel. That's the escape route. The problem is 895, we've said it many times, is only two lanes southbound as compared to four on I-95. But not a good situation now with more than a half an hour delay south at both tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Well, the channel says sunny, dry, 43 today. Tonight, back down in the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, dry and 44. Maybe some scattered showers and a mixture of a little snow Wednesday night and a Thursday morning, but then it'll dry out again and a high Thursday of only 40. Right now, 26 in Pikesville, 28 in Dundalk. Time for our Mega Movement update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And to every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
All right, so the latest, President-elect Trump issued an extraordinary threat to Hamas yesterday, saying if hostages are not released by his inauguration, there will be all hell to pay in the Middle East, specifically Gaza, where Hamas operates. This comes hours after the IDF confirmed the death of American Israeli hostage Omer Maxim Nutra, 21 years of age. 2 days ago, Hamas released a harrowing hostage of a video of American Israeli hostage Edan Alexander weeping and pleading for his life after 420 days in captivity. So Trump, with a warning to Hamas, release the hostages before I get sworn in or suffer the consequences.
For their purposes, I hope they pay attention.
I hope they pay attention as well. So we'll see what happens there. By the way, Emmanuel Macron, the French president, has invited President-elect Trump over to France for the dedication of Notre Dame and the rebuilding of that. Of course, it was damaged in a fire.
Yeah.
And people are going, why would... I think I know what's at work here. He couldn't really come to Mar-a-Lago. That would be seen as bending the knee and kissing the ring. So he invites Trump over there so they... And I'm sure he wants to discuss Ukraine and a bunch of other stuff. But he saw how Justin Trudeau got basically pilloried in the press for kissing the ring. And he goes, that's not happening to me. Pam Bondi met with Senator Chuck Grassley yesterday in preparation for her confirmation hearings, and it went well.
Should I earn the trust and the nomination from all of the senators, I will do my best every day to work tirelessly for the American people, and I will make you the president in our country proud.
Governor Ron DeSantis has some advice for the incoming attorney general.
You got to go in there, and I think Pam will. Don't try to be liked by the bureaucrats. Expect to be attacked relentlessly by the corporate press. And know that when that happens, that's a badge of honor. That means you're doing the right thing.
Bingo. Pete Hegseth got some support yesterday from Senator Tommy Tuberville.
He's very, very smart. He understands the business side as well as the military side. Been in 20 years. He's actually fought in wars. He is, but he is a good age, too. Somebody that can relate to the young men and women that we need to recruit.
Indeed, we need. Kash Patel, of course, is setting the media's hair on fire, and that's because of statements like this.
Criminal prosecutions. Kash, I know you're probably going to be head of the CIA, but do you believe that you can deliver the goods on this in a pretty short order the first couple of months so we can get rolling on prosecutions?
Yes, we got the bench for it, Bannon, and you know those guys. I'm not going to go out there and say their names right now so the radical left-wing media can terrorize them. But, excuse me, the one thing we learned in the Trump administration the first go-around is we got to put in all-America patriots top to bottom. And we got them for law enforcement. We got them for intel collection. We got them for offensive operations. We got them for DOD, CIA, everywhere. And the one thing we will do that they never will do is we will follow the facts and the law and go to courts of law and correct these justices and lawyers who have been prosecuting these cases based on politics and actually issuing them as lawfare. We will go out and find the conspirators, not just in government, but in the media. Yes, we're going to come after the people in the media who lied about American citizens, who helped Joe Biden rig presidential elections. We're going to come after you. Whether it's criminally or civilly, we'll figure that out. But yeah, we're putting you all on notice. And Steve, this is why they hate us. This is why we're tyrannical. This is why we're dictators. Because we're actually going to use the Constitution to prosecute them for crimes they said we have always been guilty of, but never have.
Bingo.
Yeah.
And they should. This is about accountability. This is not revenge. This is not retribution. This is about accountability. You can't let people continue to lie, misinformation, disinformation, and pull dirty tricks like this without being held, because they'll continue to do it. They're just going to come back and do it again. Senator Tuberville also supported Kash Patel yesterday before a group of reporters.
What I've seen since I've been here, there's been way too many things that have gone wrong with our FBI. There's a lot of good people in the FBI, but it needs to be overhauled, just like the military. And I think Kash Patel will be very good at it.
To our neighbors to the north and south, Trump had a message for Trudeau over tariffs yesterday. Quote, if Canada can't survive without ripping off the U.S., maybe it should become the 51st state. And he told Trudeau, you could be the governor of the 51st state. The Mexican president breaks up two migrant caravans headed to the United States after Trump threatened tariffs. So already, he's not even in office yet, and we're seeing these kinds of things. Trump is also going to immediately unwind Joe Biden's unconstitutional student loan forgiveness plan. He also said that there's going to be 100% tariffs on China and BRICS if they try to attack the U.S. dollar and devalue their currency. And finally, we support and encourage ardent Trump support. But what we don't encourage is defacing property in order to proclaim your Trump support.
Correct. Yeah.
A Glen Burnie man is accused of burning Donald Trump's name into a road with a flamethrower. burning
no.
Trump and USA into a road outside his home. Craig McQuinn used an illegal flamethrower to spell out the two words. He is currently...
Appreciate your passion, but don't do that.
Yeah, no, don't do that. 48 days to go until Inauguration Day.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to have. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
/7:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the very best when it comes to your transmission. Now, both companies have been in business for a long time, over half a century each. And it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Free area towing, great financing available. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions, 410-766 8500 or gbt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
For many of you, the past few years have been rough. Inflation high, interest rates spiraling, prices on groceries, utilities, medical costs, and insurance rates skyrocketing, forcing many to hold tight on their spending. Hi, Frank Liber here. Tim Munson, president of AES Builder and Home Improvements, understands your situation, but has some very good news for you. If you've been putting off that new bathroom, kitchen, addition, or remodeling, but there are some necessary projects that must be done first, AES is here to help you get through these difficult times. Right now, AES Builder and Home Improvements is offering several financing options to make it easier to get that project done, no matter how big or small. With AES, you can feel secure knowing they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and a 5-year free labor warranty. And as always, when they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Call them today at 1-800-787-SAVE or online at aeshome.us.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
We just made a quick check towards Annapolis to check that out. The morning backup and the slowdown has arrived. I-97 southbound at Route 32. That gets better eventually down towards the ramps at the Route 50. But in the meantime, you'll have some bright sunshine there. And in the meantime, all that other heavy traffic is still doing okay. Bay Bridge through Sandy Point, Severn River Bridge, and over towards I-97. Of course, all the problems this morning, again, with delays going into and then out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We had problems on the south end of the South Tube. That's still there, and they're still in the painted out area. So we're getting the traffic by with four lanes, but it just has not helped the pace for that traffic southbound. We're still slow all the way back to the ramps at Moravia Road, and 895 is right in the same area. Just looking at it live, and it's just basically dead stop at Moravia Road, and you have to ride that out from Moravia Road all the way down through the old Harvard Tunnel and then to the Toll Plaza. That is a long ride right now. 35, 40-minute delays at least going south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, dry, and cold. A high of 43 today. Tonight back down in the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, dry and 44 before some scattered showers, maybe a couple of snowflakes in Wednesday night, Thursday, and a high of Thursday only of 40. It's sunny and 28 in Annapolis, 26 in Bel Air. Let's take a phone call here this morning. Joey in Parkville.
Hey, Joey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I just heard the comments that from Kash Patel, who hopefully will be running the FBI. But at the same time, like, when I woke up this morning, I clicked on Drudge Report, and they were saying that Dinesh D'Souza, who recently got out of jail, said that 2,000 Mules was a lie. And not that he lied, but that the information that was provided to him by an organization called Truth to Vote or True to Vote, that it was all just a big lie. Should those people be prosecuted as well?
In looking at that story, the Dinesh D'Souza story, there was one individual in that movie, 2,000 Mules, and none of those individuals were identified. Their faces were blurred out. They were called mules or ballot harvesters. So there's one individual that apparently was dropping off ballots that he collected for his family. And it was not illegal activity, but it was portrayed as such in the movie.
That's what I'm saying.
But again, he was never identified. Now, he self-identified himself to try to, I think, discredit the movie. What Dinesh D'Souza is saying and what True the Vote is saying, the underlying premise of what they found is still accurate.
Although in this particular case of Mr. Andrews, that was where the apology they had to for they apologized to him to avoid a massive lawsuit regarding that one individual. But both Dinesh D'Souza and Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips of True the Vote are sticking by their story and their technology and premise in the movie.
Yeah, Joy. By the way, what were the possible? Joy. I'm sorry. What would the crime be that that the federal government would go after the Dinesh D'Souza for? What would the crime be?
I mean, it sounds to me like, you know, essentially everyone that's showing all this misinformation lying to the American people.
Well, if we were going to do that,
it's supposed to be prosecuted.
I hear what you're saying, Joey. If we were going to prosecute people for misinformation and disinformation, the government would be the first culprit for what they put out. And read the COVID report. It's out. It's 500 pages. I would encourage you to read that because government lied to us and misinformed and disinformed us. And the rest of the media has spent last decade or so lying to the American people about a number of things. So
absolutely, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But Joey, simply telling an untruth is not a violation of federal law. You sound as if you really like the idea of backing conservatives into a corner and saying Kash Patel is a hypocrite because he's not going after Dinesh D'Souza.
Am
I reading you correctly?
Not at all. I'm not. I'm just asking because it sounded to me like when he says, you know, the people in the media, the government, all these people that have participated in all these lies and misleading the American people, that they deserve to go to prison. And I really didn't think that he was talking about the liberals or conservatives in particular. I really felt like he was talking about just serving justice to the people that are taking our country in the wrong direction.
Yeah, well, look, there are going to be cases where people get things wrong, and in this particular case of this particular ballot guy in the movie, they were wrong. He was dropping off his family's ballots and not doing anything illegal, but he was never ever identified. So he self-identified to try to discredit the movie and the underlying premise that the 2020 election was indeed stolen, which I still believe it was. But that's my opinion. Yeah. I'm not presenting that as fact. I think overall, and Joy, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, I understand what you're saying, and we have to look at each case individually. Law offices of Michael A. Freeman there for you 24/7. Should you ever need them, and hopefully you don't. But serious accidents resulting in serious injury do require serious legal representation, and Michael and his firm has been doing it for over 40 years. They've been representing folks in Maryland and all through the Mid-Atlantic region, Delaware, Pennsylvania, you name it. And again, this is the reason why is because Michael puts your recovery first. And that is the priority, and that should be the priority so that you can recover from your injuries, tend to family, get back to work, running your business, all the important priorities in life, and they'll take care of everything else. And that's why they're repeatedly have been named one of the top 10 personal injury law firms in the state of Maryland. So hopefully you never need them. Check them out. Their number 410-363-6848. Their website, maflaw.com, for the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Up next, Ryan Coleman of the Randallstown chapter of the NAACP to talk about carjacking and accountability. Right now, here's the news headlines with Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Now, I know, folks, you're wrestling your way through morning drive this morning, but there is news having to do with your drive tomorrow and beyond if you're heading south on I-795. Just a heads up, contractor crews are going to be working at various locations along all lanes of southbound 795 to remove damaged concrete and temporary patches, and that work is going to take from tomorrow through much of December on and off, so be aware. It starts tomorrow, Thursday, Friday from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m., continues from December 6th through the 9th, 13th through the 16th, and the 20th through the 23rd. Southbound on 795 is going to be a little touch and go for you. Baltimore City Police say two 16-year-olds have been arrested after bailing out of a stolen vehicle. The Regional Auto Theft Task Force was tracking a vehicle with the help of Baltimore County Aviation around 11:30 Monday morning when the suspects took off. Police caught up with the
teens, took them into custody. Investigators say they recovered a handgun. Both suspects taken to juvenile booking for processing. And four juveniles have been arrested by the Maryland Car Rally Task Force. The arrests were made on Saturday in connection with a car rally in Baltimore, one of the big illegal exhibition driving events in the city. The juveniles were arrested at a large event in the 5100 block of Park Avenue that involved some 300 people and vehicles that shut down the roadway for exhibition driving and disorderly conduct. And no injuries reported after a driver slammed into eddies of Roland Park on Roland Avenue. Baltimore police were called to the 5100 block of Roland Avenue about 5 p.m. They found a damaged building and a minivan on the sidewalk. It's 7:32 in 60 seconds. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you're embarrassed to smile or not able to eat the foods that you enjoy due to loose, broken, or missing teeth, you should call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team at Baltimore Periodontics right away to schedule a free 30-minute implant consultation. Even if you've hated going to the dentist your whole life, you'll love Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team. They're the most talented, compassionate, and caring people you could ask for. And they use sedation techniques to make sure that you're completely relaxed and comfortable during treatment. If you want to have that beautiful smile and healthy mouth that you deserve, they are the experts. They're in network with a number of medical insurance companies for this life-changing Full Arch Teeth Express Teeth in a Day implant treatment, helping to save you thousands and thousands of dollars. When was the last time you saw a periodontist? Call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his expert team at Baltimore Periodontics, 410-744-6088. That's 410-744-6088.
Pick three lottery numbers, 039. Your pick 49730. And now it's 7:33. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new problem on the Beltway coming into Pikesville. It's a broken down vehicle left-hand lane on the inner loop as you're coming up from 795 towards Park Heights Avenue. The state highway truck is there. You'll see it, but it's backed up now. Probably going to go back towards the area at Liberty Road. I need to get a check on that just to see. Yeah, it's already slow back to Liberty Road. It's working its way back towards I-70. So Liberty Road up almost to Reisterstown Road. When you get to 795, you need to kind of hang over in the center and the right lane. The outer loop backup right now, by the way, begins just south of Reisterstown Road, and it's from there and it's all the way down through the ramps at Route 40. And now the slowing on the Parkville side has gone back to the area just around Bel Air Road on the northeast corner. With this slowing at Park Heights Avenue, the inner loop right now is actually clear at Greenspring. We had problems earlier at both the Harbor Tunnels. We're still looking at delays as you're coming south from the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another chilly day today, and temperatures stay cold all week long. 43 the high today. Tomorrow, 44. There's a slight chance of a shower snowflake Thursday. Temperatures no warmer than 40 Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Only at Lowe's, MVP's Pro Rewards members can get a volume discount on eligible orders as low as $1,500. Discount on eligible products only and reflected in quote. Restrictions apply. See Pro Desk for details. MVP's Pro Rewards program subject to terms.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A lot of Ravens news to get to as the bye week is upon us. Chance for the team to regroup and rethink some things. And on that note, Justin Tucker is issue number one. For the first time yesterday, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh publicly acknowledging the team is open to at least looking at some other options, but with a big caveat.
Bill Parcells had a great quote. He said, "The season starts after Thanksgiving." Wow, what a truth for the teams that, you know, are still in it. And we're one of those teams.
But as far as Tucker is concerned, on how his performance has now changed the calculus for the Ravens.
3 or 4 years ago, hitting the bombs, we were going 57, 58, 56 pretty regularly. That's tightened up a little bit, you know, circumstances in games, field conditions too, but 52, 50, you know, those are kicks he's very capable of making.
Interesting comment there, perhaps, on the leg strength of Tucker. Tucker now just 4 for 13 over the last 2 years from 50-plus. On the Deontay Johnson situation, the wide receiver required before the deadline has barely seen the field, and not at all against the Eagles. Here's Harbaugh.
At this time, I'm going to have to wait. just to clarify, there's some moving parts there that that we're going to have to figure out and explore and just see where we're at.
Again, no catches for Johnson since he's been acquired. Last night in the NFL, Jameis Winston throws a pair of pick sixes, and Marvin Mims goes 93 yards with a Bo Nixon pass. Broncos over the Browns, 41-32. They pull into a mathematical tie now with the Ravens at 8-5 in the AFC. Orioles free agent news, who to replace Corbin Burns, who more than likely will depart for much greener pastures, if you get my drift. Some of the names that are out there include Nathan Eovaldi, Michael Lorenzen, and Charlie Morton, Luis Severino as well. Others, and maybe past their prime, include Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander. Mike Elias, the Orioles general manager, has history with both. AP college basketball rankings. Top five are all unbeaten. Kansas, Auburn, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Marquette. Two-time defending champ UConn with a pair of losses back-to-back. They're now 5-3 on the season, and they've fallen all the way down to number 25. Local high school basketball season getting underway. St. Francis, the consensus number one team in the Baltimore metro area. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. There is a lot to consider when you are planning out your retirement income. Things like knowing how to maximize your retirement income while also minimizing your taxes in retirement and getting a safe income that's going to last as long as you last. Now, if you'd like to be sure that your accounts are up to date, you should visit my friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call Rod now, 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120 on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Everywhere you go, we're always with you.
I'll be there for you.
Stay connected with the news and talk you love. Download the WCBM app. Just go to WCBM.com.
7:38 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. There has been a rash of carjackings and car thefts in areas where one would not expect that kind of behavior to occur. Most recently, there are, a couple this morning, and there was one over this past weekend at Towson Town Mall. Took place on November 30th. Joining us right now this morning on the Morning Drive is Ryan Coleman. He's the president of the Randallstown NAACP. Mr. Coleman, I saw a release that came out, and it surprised me a bit because you come down as very law and order on this. Tell me about this.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, good. Yeah, well, I guess you could say that. I think that certainly the way our branch looks at things is how crime affects communities, but also how it affects business as well. And so, obviously, these crimes at Towson Mall really are having a very adverse, negative effect on people able to go to the mall, and that's kind of where we look at it and kind of what we want to have something done so people can just go about their lives and go to the mall and enjoy themselves.
We're talking to Ryan Coleman, Randallstown Chapter President, NAACP. Ryan, what does accountability look like here? We've heard the governor talk about it. We've heard the mayor. We've heard other officials in the area talk about holding juveniles accountable for whether it's carjacking or whatever. What does it look like to you? How do you define it?
Yeah, I think, because I think people merge accountability and actually helping juveniles in the same breath. And I think they're actually two different distinct things. I think you can continue to try to help folk and give juveniles the resources that they need. But on the flip side, there has to be some accountability for what they do to people. And the accountability piece is important to show them that you can't behave like this and you have to behave in a civil manner. So whatever that accountability is, it's certainly not trying to carjack someone and then being sent home to their parents. That's not the accountability that we're talking about.
You're talking about detaining them.
Yes. I mean, we believe, and what we've been saying is, certainly when you have juveniles who are violent and dangerous, that they are detained. But one thing we keep seeing is even children who are on home monitoring, that doesn't work, that they continue to commit crimes even when they're on home monitoring. So what we're saying is, if you commit a crime of violence, that you need to be detained and receive the resources that you need to kind of steer you on the right path.
City State's Attorney Ivan Bates and others have said it is time to consider holding the parents accountable for the actions of their juvenile children. Is that something you would support?
Yeah, I think that's something that we need to look into. You know, guys, if my dog runs and bites you, you guys can hold me accountable for my dog biting you guys. Why shouldn't that be if someone steals your car and wrecks your $20,000 car? Yeah, there needs to be some accountability. Whatever that looks like, we can kind of figure that out and kind of work that out. But I think it's something that we need to kind of delve into and kind of see what we can do to kind of help change behavior.
Would it be the case, I mean, some of these kids in the Towson Town thing, right, were always a 13 or 14-year-old involved in this. You're saying it's time to treat them as if they're grown up enough to understand that their behavior has consequences, and the consequence is not simply saying, here's something to strap around your leg or go home and have your mom give you a good talking to. What exactly are you talking about here?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, these are not necessary mischief that kids at that age get into. I mean, these are crime of violence. I think the woman that was carjacked, I don't think she cares if they were 13 or 30. She still has the emotional suffering of being carjacked and worrying about that. So, yes, I think if you're going to commit violent crime, we're not talking about throw the key away here, but we are talking about some appropriate accountability to ensure that these kids understand that what they've done is serious. It can't be just catch and release, is what we're saying.
All right, very well. Ryan Coleman, Randall's Town Chapter President of the NAACP, thanks for joining us here this morning on The Morning Drive.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. Great. You did the same.
Yeah, great.
Nice talking with
great
you.
Great perspective. Interesting perspective. 743 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
I brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The broken down vehicle still there. Left lane, inner loop, right before Reisterstown Road. And again, now the backup starts there. And last time I looked, it was well back beyond Liberty Road. So I'm going to call it back to I-70 and maybe even beyond that. It's a long delay there. Beyond that, because of that, there's no backup at Green Spring at all. The outer loop west side now, this backup, I saw this before, begins right after Reisterstown Road, and you're solid from there all the way down to Frederick Road. Parkville side is backed up before Bel Air Road. That goes around to Providence Road. That's the normal delay. JFX is busy now south of Ruxton Road. We had problems earlier. There's still an incident as you move out of the south tunnel on the south end of the tunnel at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. They're still there in the painted out area. Everybody's open. Everybody's moving, but we're still backed up through the city-county line, though 895 improved just a bit. I think it moved south about 100 yards since the last time we looked at it. New wreck in Frederick County on Route 75. It may be closed just south of I-70, and we just got word that beginning tomorrow at 9, there'll be limited lanes. This should be fun. 795 as you're coming south from Owings Mills Boulevard down to the Beltway. Unbelievable.
Each day is a test, Chuck.
Yeah.
You're damn right it's a test, and it's wearing me out.
It's a test of your metal. Of your experience.
I ain't got no damn metal. I'm all rusted. You know that.
You've been left in the rain way too long.
I need an oil can. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Check your battery, belts, hoses, and antifreeze. Have it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channels are sunny, dry, and 43 today. Right now we're sunny and 27 in Glen Burnie and 28 in Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Today's prize, we've got two tickets to the 35th annual East Coast Nationals Custom Car, Truck, and Bike Show this weekend at Timonium Fairgrounds, one of the biggest car shows along the East Coast, featuring over 100 vehicles and vendors, merchandise, live entertainment, and much, much more. And a portion of the proceeds benefit Toys for Tots. So, Steve in Baltimore City is our contestant. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Good morning, Bruce.
How are you doing?
Good, man.
We're doing fine. What about Chuck and Kristen?
Yeah, hey, Chuck, you know, Chuck is always there, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
He is. I'm here, yes. Never, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he never goes away, does he?
It's like psoriasis.
What, are you asking I should go away?
No, he's like that old sock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That old truck.
Right.
Yeah, a real old truck.
One that's been rusted out and sitting on blocks about 10 years.
But you keep telling your wife, I'm going to get to it. Don't bother me.
I've been saying that since 1966. Yeah.
And he needs a jump start every morning as well. All right, Steve, you want to go?
There's a tree growing out the middle of it.
That's why they call me Die Hard Johnson. But go ahead.
First, second, third, or last, Steve?
I would like to go last, please.
All right, good luck to you. Here are your three stories. The L.A. Unified School District in California has banned students from having American flags on their clothing or on their backpacks. Apparently, a mother who objected to the new school rules was told by the school superintendent, Nashith Patel, that she was in violation of the school district meeting, school board meeting, and police were asked to remove her from the meeting. And they did. Story two, a Chinese-born cryptocurrency entrepreneur has followed through on his promise to eat the banana from a $6.2 million artwork he bought this month. Don't answer that. On top of the fruit vendor who sold the banana, apparently he only got 35 cents in the whole thing. So, again, he ate the banana, $6.2 million. And story three, a turkey trot in upstate New York got interrupted on Thanksgiving when a bunch of deer came charging through and knocked a woman running it. People did say that Grandma really did get run over by a reindeer.
Oh, my Lord.
This is story one. L.A. school district bans American flag on clothing and backpacks. Story two, Chinese-born entrepreneur eats a banana, part of the artwork that recently sold for $6 million. And story three, Grandma really did get run over by a reindeer. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
Well, I think anything involving wildlife is probable, so I will say number three could be crazy enough to be true. And, yeah, I could see the Chinese banana story being true, too. I'm going to say number one. Not that it couldn't be, but I did not hear that exactly.
All right, one for one. Chuck?
I'll go with that.
Chuck goes for that after deep thought and logical reasoning.
The whole time, Mr. Casey. All right. I have a lot of things to do here, but I was thinking. Question my body.
I've got to turn this camera. I've got to turn that camera.
I've got to wonder. I got to wonder why it's not aimed at the plaza.
Oh, don't get into this, Bruce. Shut up.
Why are you looking at the trees on that camera?
At that one at I-70 is. It's a very nice shot. I see both flora and fauna standing there.
Hey, Bruce.
I think actually story two is fake news.
All right. And Steve in Baltimore City.
Well, I think I'll go with Bruce, number two.
Going with Bruce, number two. Story number three, getting no votes whatsoever. Grandma really did get run over by a reindeer because she did. And thank goodness she
was. I saw the footage on that.
She wasn't hurt, seriously. Story number one, the L.A. school district banning American flags from backpacks and clothing. That is our fake news story today.
Sorry, Steve.
Sorry about that, Steve.
I was paying attention.
All right, thanks for listening. You can...
Well, that's mature.
What do you think you got here, Bruce?
Oh, you think that was intentional?
Yes. No.
It was intentional.
True.
It was intentional. There's no BS. It was right to it. Damn right. Want to know it? There's another one.
All right. All right. A good cover-up on that one.
Yeah. Really. No, it'll know now.
Exactly. If we rolled the tape back and played both of those, you'd it'd be totally different. Yes. Just saying.
Just saying. Get the hell out of here. Just saying. Just saying. I'm the program director. I know what I'm doing. There you go.
All right, Chuck. Thank you for that vote of confidence.
No, it's a nice vote. I voted once.
Just 7:50. 10 before the hour, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Oh, boy. Imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you. Or for me, one of the great treats in life is getting up on Saturday morning and hear the birds chirping outside. Of course, we get here too early to do that now. But during the weekends, it's wonderful. Or imagine just missing pieces of a great song you really love or pieces of conversation with old friends. You know, losing your hearing, this kind of suffering, if it sounds familiar to you, then please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Alyssa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for 45 years plus, offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100 or online. You'll find them at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Look at these headlines today. And the this is in the Washington Post. They have written, "We haven't seen a pardon as sweeping as Hunter Biden's in generations." And a Politico writing, "The extraordinary breadth of Hunter Biden's pardon." Say, "We have never seen a preemptive blanket pardon of this scope in the history of the United States." You know, Ford pardoned Nixon, but he was never convicted of any crimes. I remember Ford's press secretary resigned in disgust over that. Of course, he ended up losing the presidential election as a result of that pardon. But he thought it was he didn't want to put the nation through. But maybe that's what the nation needed.
Yeah.
For people that actually do illegal things, whether they be presidents or not, impeachment was good. He was going to be impeached. We all know that. But that's the reason why we have a preemptive pardon.
Yeah,
but
here's going to be, from our perspective now, we know the presidents can go through impeachments, and they'll be just fine. We have one incoming, as a matter of fact, on January 20th. That went through a couple of impeachments during his first term, and son of a gun, the nation lived through it. No, it wasn't pleasant, and I think that it revealed the Democrats as being as shallow as they are and as venal politically as they are. But maybe what the nation needed was for Nixon to pay for the crimes that were alleged against him.
We shall see if it rears its ugly head again. It's 7:53 on the Morning Drive.
All right, to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Do we have traffic and weather on the threes? We do indeed. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
And good morning. The broken down vehicle still there. I was just looking at this and forgot to put my headphones on.
Oh gosh,
sorry.
Oh gosh.
Interloop. That's my payback for that last break. Damn it. Interloop right before Reisterstown Road, still sitting in the left-hand lane. Big delay coming up from I-70 and from Security Boulevard. Again, when you get under the bridge at 795, you'll need to be to the center and the right. The outer loop is really slow and stacked up from there as you're moving south through that same area from Reisterstown Road all the way down to Frederick Road. Parkville side is slow. JFX had some slowing after Ruxton Road down through the city-county line, and we're still pushing a lot of slow traffic, very heavy, going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunny, dry, and mild, but cold today in 43. That's all we get. And lows back in the mid to upper 20s. It'll be dry tomorrow, 44. Some maybe precipitation Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Could be some shower activity. Could be rain mixed in with some snow.
Snow?
Accumulations expected. And again, it's cold on Thursday, only 40 for the high. 32 right now, sunny in Stevensville, and it is 26 in Reisterstown. Let's take a phone call here from Wayne in Ellicott City.
Morning, Wayne.
Good morning. Hey, the devastation that happened in North Carolina, Florida, all these people that lost their homes.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, on his second day in office, he should divert all the millions and billions of dollars that we give to countries that don't like us and give it and rebuild America down there.
Bingo.
Rebuild. Yeah. Just,
yeah, we have friends. Yep. We have family friends who live in the Naples area, and I think in Venice is the town they live in. But down on the coast there,
of Florida,
in Florida, right. Yeah. And they say that it has been literally millions and millions of dollars, and those who had homes along the coastline mm-hmm. are being yeah. paid basically a dime on the dollar.
I just had a friend that they went on to Augusta, yep. Georgia, for the Thanksgiving to see family, and they drove through Asheville. And they said they've never seen anything like it. It was so devastated. That whole area is so damaged, so devastated. It will take perhaps decades to build it back.
I'm dealing with a plumbing supply. I'm a contractor up here in Maryland, and we got work in Florida, too. And I'm dealing with a plumbing supply house down there, a large plumbing supply house. And the female that I deal with, I called her after it, and I said, "Well, how did you fare out with the storm?" She says, "I lost my house. I'm living with my sons."
And I think you're absolutely right, Wayne. In an America first mode, let's help Americans first. Not to say we should shut off people that need charitable giving, but there are countries who hate us, countries who vote against us at the UN every single day. Those countries should be cut off completely, and Americans and in struggling states and struggling cities, they should be taken care of first.
Well, particularly when we were told that FEMA money was diverted to illegals instead of the U.S. citizens.
Right.
That's what happened after this
thing. Trump supporters are being skipped over by FEMA. Yeah. I think FEMA should be gone, frankly. I don't think we need FEMA at all. I think let the states deal with it. They can put their own rainy
block
day
granted.
Funds and block granted. You can do it either way, but we don't need a federal emergency management agency because they're not very good at managing emergency at all.
And there are actually organizations out there who are very good at this.
Mm-hmm.
Red Cross, Salvation Army,
Samaritan's Purse.
Yeah, there are a number of organizations who are ready at the drop of a hat. If they hear there's a disaster, they're going to be there. And they're going to help until the help is no longer needed. This is not necessarily always a federal function. If anything goes wrong in your life, it's not always a federal function.
By the way, we don't have time to discuss it in this segment, this hour today, but I just want to point out that the Supreme Court is hearing a case from Tennessee on Tennessee has voted to prohibit hormone or puberty blockers, hormone treatments for trans teens under the age of 18. And there is a trans teen from Tennessee, LW is her initials, that's challenging this. It's made its way all the way to the Supreme Court now. So we'll see if what Tennessee is arguing, that these puberty blockers are not safe. The trans community are saying, yes, they are safe. They help with gender dysphoria. And, of course, we all know that they are part of the path towards these mutilations of minors in their transgender surgeries that can lead to that as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Supreme Court is going to rule on this one by the end of the year.
You know? Yeah.
So, but arguments, I think, are today, if not tomorrow, before the Supreme Court.
Yeah, it would be fascinating to see whether they say that parental authority rules here, or if they say the state has an interest in this because of costs incurred by the state. That has got to be where the nub of the argument is. If the state,
well, it's also the bodily autonomy argument, right, as well, yeah. So that's going to factor in. All right, stay tuned. Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com and on our Facebook page. It's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Up next, more reaction to the Biden pardon. So stay with us.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A busy week for President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees, meeting with senators on Capitol Hill looking to build the support they'll need to win confirmation. Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi and Homeland Security Secretary nominee Kristi Noem among those expected to make the rounds today on the Hill. Republican Tommy Tuberville among senators who have met with Kash Patel, Mr. Trump's choice for FBI director. Tuberville says,
He's impressed.
There's been way too many things that have gone wrong with our FBI. There's a lot of good people in the FBI, but it needs to be overhauled, just like the military. And I think Cash Patel would be very good at it.
President-elect Trump demanding the immediate release of the hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. He warns that if they are not set free before he is sworn into office, it's going to be big trouble.
Trump wrote in a post on his Truth Social website, quote, "Please let this truth serve to represent that if the hostages are not released prior to January 20th, 2025, the date that I proudly assume office as President of the United States, there will be all blank to pay in the Middle East and for those in charge who perpetrated these atrocities against humanity." He added that, quote, "Those responsible will be hit harder than anybody else has been hit in the long and storied history of the United States of America. Release the hostages now." Bernie Bennett reporting.
NATO's Secretary General Mark Rutte is reiterating the alliance support for Ukraine. He says Ukraine must be in a strong position militarily, strengthening the country's hand ahead of any possible peace talks with Russia. At the same time, Rutte sidesteps questions about Ukraine's potential membership in the NATO alliance. President-elect Trump will be in Paris this coming Saturday. He'll be there for ceremonies marking the grand reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral. The Dow features down 20 points. NASDAQ features off 5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Than anyone with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Hi, Mom. Surprise, I brought you something.
Socks. Oh, heat holders original.
I use them for snow sports and around the farm. I also bought a bunch for my new work site.
I know what everyone is getting for gifts this holiday.
Heat holders socks are the warmest. We use a proprietary 3-stage process, making heat holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. We also have hats, gloves, throws, and so much more. Go to heatholders.com. Use the code HEAT to save 15% off your order. Free shipping for orders over $25. Heatholders.com.
Good morning. It's 8:03. Talk Radio 680. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right. So the broken down vehicle interloop before Reisterstown Road just cleared. So that's back open again, but it's delayed. It's all the way back to and beyond I-70. The outer loop is crawling from that same area all the way down to Frederick Road. And now where this traffic was backed up before 140 is now going to be moving over, and it's going to pick up and be very slow towards Green Spring Avenue. The Parkville side is slow. JFX is now backed up. Ruxton Road coming in towards the city county line. No reports the last time I looked of any problems, but we see the impact is from there all the way down through Northern Parkway. Both the tunnels are still hurting from some earlier problems, and again now 895 is backed up, slowing at Moravia Road. 95 is backed up again pretty close to the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another chilly day today, and temperatures stay cold all week long. 43 the high today. Tomorrow, 44. There's a slight chance of a shower snowflake Thursday. Temperatures no warmer than 40 Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Wow, Reisterstown still 25 degrees. Glen Burnie is 29 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, it's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore City Police say two 16-year-olds have been arrested after bailing out of a stolen vehicle. The Regional Auto Theft Task Force was tracking a vehicle with the help of Baltimore County Aviation. About 11:30 yesterday morning, the suspects took off. Police caught up with the teens, and they took them into custody. Investigators say they recovered a handgun and both suspects taken to juvenile booking for processing. And four juveniles arrested at the Maryland Car Rally Task Force. The arrests were made on Saturday in connection with a car rally in Baltimore. Juveniles were arrested at a large event, 5100 block of Park Avenue, involving some 300 people and vehicles, shut down that roadway for exhibition driving and disorderly conduct. The Maryland State Highway Administration says there will be multiple lane closures on southbound I-795 for concrete repair work beginning tomorrow and extending on and off during business business hours, 9 till 3, from now through December 23rd. And no injuries reported after a driver slammed into the edges of Roland Park Grocery Store on Monday evening. Police arrived. They found a damaged building and a minivan on the sidewalk. Pick 3 lottery number 039. Your pick 4, 9730. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
Milestones are important moments in all of our lives that bring our family together or at times test their strength. What milestones are you celebrating this year? Are you a new grandparent, recently married, newly retired? Whatever goals you've achieved, now's the time to protect them. Stouffer Legal is here to help ensure you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. Our valuable estate planning insights can help protect and preserve what's most important to you. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Our experienced attorneys are dedicated to estates, wills, trusts, and medical directives. We look forward to hearing from you and learning more about your family's story. Learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at planbaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's planbaltimore.com, planbaltimore.com, or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Good news for the Ravens is the health of linebacker Roquan Smith, who returned to the lineup against the Eagles. After missing just one game with that hamstring injury, Smith played 100% of the snaps and receiving the highest grade of any Ravens defensive player, according to Pro Football Focus. Smith after the game on how he'll use the upcoming bye week.
Just giving more fuel, honestly. More fuel going into the bye week, just knowing that, hey, you know, this game got away from us, but you can't let this game beat us twice. Have to recharge and just knowing that, you know, four-game stretch at the end. If we do what we have to do, the four-game stretch at the end, to win the division, and just have to have that mindset, but just have to do it one game at a time.
So the Ravens still have designs on the division. The Steelers with a trio of tough games coming up, starting in 2 weeks. The Eagles, the Ravens, and Chiefs, all three in a row for Pittsburgh. Broncos last night took a big step towards the playoffs.
Third and 11, down the middle. Mims, he's gone. Oh. Touchdown, Denver. Marvin Mims walks it in.
Actually, high steps it in. Joe Buck with the call on ESPN. 93-yard score helped propel Denver to a 41-32 win over the Browns. On the ice last night, the Devils moved 1 point ahead of the Caps in the first place in the Metropolitan Division. They beat the Rangers at the Garden 5-1. Caps in action tonight against the Sharks. Local college basketball, Loyola over Coppin, cross-city rival, 68-57. UMBC beaten by Georgetown, 86-62. Coming up at 8:35, the head coaches for Penn State and Maryland exchange some words. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Time flies when you're having fun. We're hour number three here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Join the debate here at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive@wcbm.com. Text to the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And you just can't get away from this pardon story.
It's, oh, man.
It's sucking all the oxygen out of the room.
It is the dominant story of the week. And something tells me the damage that Joe Biden has done to his party is rather significant. The Democrats always purported to have the moral high ground, you know. The media was just going wild. Joe Biden, he has moral high ground because he's going to let the law be the law, and he's not going to interfere. And where the chips fall away. Well, no, they didn't. The laws are the same for all of us, unless your last name happens to be Biden, at least apparently. Kathy Cherkasky is a legal expert, and
she has taken a look at one of the constitutional issues with this kind of broad-based, all right, you got 11 years, anything that happened during those 11 years, it's okay. You don't have to have been charged with anything, but just in case you ever are, it's all good.
There is an open legal question about the prospective pardons of crimes that have not been indicted, but that may have occurred during the time frame.
Yeah. In other words, what do you mean? What if it turned out, and look, I'm not saying this happened, but what if it turned out that he was a serial murderer? That he committed seven crimes, and there were federal gun infractions involved in those. Do you mean he gets off on that stuff as well? I mean, the idea of giving somebody a pardon before they've been charged with a crime, well, it's a bit odd, actually. But Schakowsky mentions that, you know, it is interesting to note the time period that happens to be covered.
Obviously, the wording of the pardon here is meant to encompass any and all potential issues that have never been charged yet, but that many people have been wondering, namely the money that they've been getting from Ukraine and other overseas sources.
Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. Follow the money, man. It's where the green is, and that's what this is all about. And, of course, Katie Schakowsky says, tongue very slightly in cheek, that if we really want confirmation that that's what's going on, just wait a couple of weeks.
I guess we'll see if Joe Biden tries to issue a pardon for himself before he leaves office altogether, and then we'll really know what this is about.
Yes, exactly. Although it does seem to me there is the prospect of at least one or two more pardons for people named Biden, Sean, between now and January 20th at around, what is it, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah, right around 12.
Right at 12. So, you know, I do think that there is at least a prospect that James Biden, who is a partner of Hunter, that he will be he'll be forgiven of anything that he did as well. And it's going to be fascinating.
No, there's James, there's Frank, there's Valerie, there's Sarah. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, the whole crew.
Yeah, he may have to actually pardon some of the grandchildren, too, because I think their names came up in a couple of documents.
Well, they were receiving money.
They were getting money from Burisma and from Ukraine.
Large money. This is
oligarchs.
Like, here's $5 from Grandpa for Christmas. Man, here's $25,000. Hey, you know, have a nice week. It's just amazing what was going on. Scott Jennings is the first of a number of Scott Jennings cuts, but you got to hear this. Scott Jennings is kind of a bushy. Worked for the Bush administration, but he is over at CNN now, and he's the only vaguely conservative voice over there. And he calls them out on what on the Bidens have done. Actually, I'm going to hold the bites for you so we can get them all kind of sequentially. That'll be coming up later on this half hour right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now it's 813. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Berger Johnson.
JFX has started to improve a little bit now towards the city-county line, so that's good. Still backed up at Ruxton Road, but we know at least it's moving from that point. 895 is still very slow right here as you're moving into the ramp area at Moravia Road. Just looking south from there, Pulaski Highway, Eastern Avenue going south into the Old Harbor Tunnel, still just crawling, and all of that started because of the problems earlier at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Right now, all four lanes are moving. The incident has cleared from the south end of the left-hand tube, so that's helping out the whole situation there. But eventually, all this traffic has to come through and then move down towards the ramps at 95 Russell Street and 395. So we still have to ride all of that out. There was a construction area that's still there. It's not a big deal today. Northbound 95 at Joppa Road. Frederick County, Route 75. They're still working on a wreck just off the ramp area at I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunny and dry, 43 today. Right now we're at 27 in Ellicott City, 29 in Severn. And it is time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Gentlemen, boy, this one is a choice one. It is time for us to head to the big top, head to the circus, because we got a clown for you this time around. Please enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop. And here is Jennifer Rubin. She writes for the New York Times, and she has some advice for her fellow lefties. Listen carefully.
The group that I'm much more concerned about are the people who don't get any news. Those people voted overwhelmingly for Trump. He is the president of the ignorant, the president of the disengaged. And Democrats can't ignore them. I know it's tempting for them to say, how can anyone not know what a policy issue is that's important in a national election? I got news for them. Most people can't name a Supreme Court justice. Most people can't name the three branches of government. We have an epidemic of ignorance.
Yeah. But she says what we really have to do as Democrats is reach out to the ignorant and make them ours. First of all, I don't know, most of us have some level of education, Jennifer, but thanks for the condescension. Secondly, it could just be we don't like your policies. It's not that we're ignorant of them, we just don't like them, and we're too polite to call you out on them over and over and over again. So, you know, put that in your pipe and smoke that. So get yourself back in the clown car and get out of here.
You know, this whole pardon thing, because this is going to be discussed and debated for years, yeah. I think, and among historians. Preemptive pardons, of course, Ford set the precedent for that. This will be the first presidential pardon of a son or child. Bill Clinton pardoned his brother Roger.
Right.
Trump pardoned Jared Kushner's dad. Mm-hmm. Charles Kushner. So there have been family members that have been pardoned, but this will be the first child to have been pardoned by a president. But you look in the Constitution, Bruce, and this is in Article 2, Section 2, and it states, the quote, the president shall be commander-in-chief of the Army and Navy of the United States and of the militia of the several states. When called into the actual service of the United States, he may require the opinion in writing of the principal officer in each of the executive departments upon any subject relating to the duties of their respective offices, and he shall have power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, except in cases of impeachment. End of quote. So we found out from there's an office of a pardon attorney, and the different types of clemency that fall under a presidential pardon power include pardon,
right,
amnesty, commutation, and reprieve. As outlined by the White House, a pardon releases a person from punishment and restores all civil liberties. Amnesty, the same as a pardon, but is extended to an entire class of individuals. Kind of like with Carter did with Vietnam.
Yeah.
Right? Commutation reduces the sentence imposed by a federal court, and reprieve delays the imposition of sentence or punishment. Hunter Biden, he pleaded guilty, and there was a conviction there.
Yep.
But do we know what the sentence was? Sentencing, from what I understand, sentencing was delayed until after the election.
Correct.
But here's the kicker. The Office of the Pardon Attorney issues guidelines for the application of clemency, but presidents do not need to follow them. To be pardoned, a person must have been convicted in a U.S. District Court or Superior Court or military court-martial, so a president cannot issue a pardon for a state conviction. So, again, if a state comes through and says, oh, wait a minute, you violated the laws of California, Hunter Biden, with tax evasion. Of course, it won't happen because it's a Democrat state, but he would not be pardoned from those charges. So, I mean, it's an interesting. I think it was FDR pardoned almost 4,000 people during his presidency. And I get the concept. You're, you know, asking for mercy, for clemency, what have you, but when are anybody going to be held accountable for crimes that are committed against the United States of America?
Well, so far as I figure it, what crimes? I think he's not actually convicted until sentence is
correct
set.
Right.
So, what crime has he committed? There's been no conviction.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's a blanket pardon.
Yeah.
So for a 10-year period from 2014 to 2024, all crimes that he has committed or may have committed, he is now excused from.
Yeah.
And these are crimes that we may not know about. We may not know about some of these crimes. I mean, there's some really nasty stuff. I was listening to a press conference from Rudy Giuliani the other day outside of New York at his bankruptcy hearing. And this, he thinks he's the reason why he's being targeted is what's because he's the one that brought the laptop forthwith, okay, from that computer repair shop in Delaware. And he thinks they're targeting him because of that, because of the absolutely evil and disgusting things that involve children on the laptop of Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
And so all of that has been wiped out.
Transparency, folks. Transparency. Sunlight is the best disinfectant, but of course Joe Biden's not going to give us that. Maybe history will find out. So, you know, 100 years from now, we'll figure out what the hell happened. Hey, I want to talk about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser, Dr. Doroshenko, they've been making my smile great again for years, tooth by tooth, folks. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is called Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggle tooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or maybe you just want either implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done. Have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online, CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799. Tell them I sent to 410-356-7799 and make your smile great again.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show, Bernie Sanders says he's down with the Doge plan to cut spending, but of course only the military.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Plus, young female influencers are choosing sterilization because Trump won. They'll certainly never regret that.
What the hell is wrong with you all?
Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
That is truly one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. The young female influencers getting sterilized because apparently they have no idea that 4 years from now there's going to be a different president. I mean, so that's a pretty permanent choice. Oh, sorry.
Really? I thought we had the perfect solution to end liberalism. And you just let the genie out of the bottle.
I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking, Sean.
Come on, Bruce.
It now comes clear to me.
Come on, man.
I retract my previous statements. I'll take the Alfred plea on that one. It's 8:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Moron.
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 Moron Chuck right now.
That's true. Baltimore on. Thank you very much. The road is still closed in Frederick County. Big wreck there. Route 75 is shut down south of I-70, so the local traffic there, detour is underway. Looking at 95 and in the area, DeSoto Road, Washington Boulevard, down to the Beltway, that's okay. The traffic moving south through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, still just plodding along. We had a number of problems earlier, and the backups are still there. And 95 coming down at Moravia Road, which is just south of the city-county line. That area is slow, so you have to ride all of that out and then get through the city. But once you get at least downtown around Camden Yards, it's a little bit better through there. But 895 is still slow and still backed up for that traffic coming south from Moravia Road through there. Let me just get that new shot. Yeah, it's still backed up at Moravia Road. So we're still in the area, 30 to 35 minute delays going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, yeah, we got winter about 3 weeks early this year. I mean, just amazing. Where's that groundhog when you need him for wintertime? Sunny, dry, and only 43 today. And going to be dry at least for tomorrow until tomorrow night into Thursday. Maybe some rain and or snow mix, if you will, and only 40 on Thursday. Right now, it is 29 and sunny in Middle River and 29 in Glen Burnie. You're on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. Jack in Westminster.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, gentlemen. I propose that the Trump administration bring to light the mountains of evidence of the stolen 2020 election, get it in a court, prove that the election was stolen. That would undo everything that Biden has done. They could be prosecuted for treason, would undo the pardons, and they go after everyone that assisted.
Yeah, I think, and I've heard arguments for and against that. You know, the four is, you know, you still have to get to the truth. You have to hold people accountable that did, you know, rig that election in 2020. But at the same time, it's going to consume a lot of manpower and hours. Yep. And money, and may thwart some of the Trump agenda. Here's what I'd do. I'd get his first 100 days agenda through, and then I would to look at that. Jack, thanks for the call.
Thanks, man.
Bill in Owings Mills.
Morning, Bill.
Hello. How are you?
Fine, sir.
Well, thanks.
Hope you all had a good Thanksgiving. Two things I wanted to say was, does it surprise you what Biden did?
No.
And,
no.
That along with the fact that I hope that President Trump gets rid of this funding Ukraine, because I don't think nothing has anything to do with us. And shame on that at the same time that Biden and Macron impose an arms embargo against Israel. And there's two people, I'll conclude with this, there's only two people I have so much respect for, and that's President Trump and Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. They're the only ones that have offer any kind of sanity.
Yeah, I'd add a third person there. The president named as a envoy to Ukraine and Russia, retired General Keith Kellogg, and that guy is the real deal. And Keith Kellogg, yeah, I think, is going to be President Trump's main messenger in that part of the world. And I think he's going to help us to avoid a wider war. Yeah. I really do.
You know, your predecessor, Tom Moore, said something that I totally, totally agree with. And it's still true today. The French are a bunch of ingrates. And I think the reason they did what they did is probably because they have a Muslim population and they're scared to death of them, but that doesn't excuse the fact that Macron is a coward.
Yeah, the worm, as he's called. Bill, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. Next up is Ron in Baltimore.
Hey, Ron, what's your question?
Hi, thank you. Idea of pardoning somebody going way back to all crimes that they may have committed that we don't even know about, seems to me that puts a person above the law, because he can do anything now, could have done anything, and you can't touch him. And that seems to me can't be constitutional. I would hope that somebody would bring a case that would go to the Supreme Court and clarify that, because that can't be right.
Well, Ron, actually, that is a prospect. Is this, you know, during the pardon that Gerald Ford gave to Richard Nixon, this came up as an issue, and it's up as a much larger issue now because of the scope of what's been done here. But how can you pardon somebody for a crime that has never been charged? And that is a real constitutional question. And you're right, the appropriate place for that to be heard is at the Supreme Court level. But somebody with standing actually has to file and then hope that it goes through the process and they give you a writ of cert, you go ahead and go to the court. But you're right on that.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree that it's one thing if someone's actually been tried, convicted, and sentenced. Then a pardon, yeah, would be appropriate. But somebody who's been tried, convicted, and not sentenced, or somebody who's been never tried or charged, you're giving them basically a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Sure.
At any time. It's like police call it a courtesy card. You know, right, you get the courtesy, yeah, card and you get pulled over and you just present that card and you don't get a ticket or whatever the case. That's basically what Hunter Biden is getting for a 10 or 11 year period, and ironically timed just when the whole Burisma corruption.
Yeah, it's a coincidence, Sean.
Yeah, no. I don't believe in coincidences. You know that. And Joe Biden will go down as the worst and the most corrupt president in history.
Oh, I think so, too. Before, I would have gone into Grant, but mostly through his neglect. But this time, boy, I tell you, there's no doubt in my mind that this guy has always been... Look, I think he's without ethics. I think he's sociopathic to a degree. He's willing to say anything and do anything to get power. And I think that he's totally corrupt, and the power is all self-serving. It's not for his party. It's for him. And now he's paying everybody back. And rewarding his friends and punishing anybody who has done him wrong.
I just think the whole pardon thing has gotten way out of control in the modern era. Although some will point out that FDR really abused it in his four terms.
Yeah.
In any event, coming up next, the Congressional COVID Report is out. All 500 pages of it. And not a real there are no surprises here, but there's a lot of vindication and validation for a lot of us that have been saying the same thing now for 3 years. Time for some news headlines, and once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. The Baltimore County Council has announced 12 candidates to replace now U.S. Congressman-elect, then County Executive Johnny Olszewski. He won Maryland's second congressional seat in November. The candidates include former State Senator Jim Brochin, Morgan Stanley Financial Advisor William Hewn, State Delegate John Cardin, former Baltimore County Councilman Tom Quirk, and Kingdom Worship Center Pastor Gregory Dennis. The interim executive must be a Democrat like Olszewski and not seek election when the term ends in 2026. The former athletic director at Pikesville High School expected to stand trial in late January on charges related to an artificial intelligence scheme. Dajon Darian allegedly used AI to create a recording of Principal Eric Eiswirth making racist remarks about black students, the Jewish community, and members of the school staff, and then posting that fake audio on social media. He was arrested at BWI Marshall in April. He was about to board a flight to Houston, Texas. Baltimore City Police say two 16-year-olds have been arrested after bailing out of a stolen vehicle. The Regional Auto Theft Task Force was tracking a vehicle with the help of Baltimore County Aviation. At around 11 o'clock Monday morning, the suspects took off. Police caught up with the teens. They took them into custody. Investigators say they recovered a handgun, and both suspects were taken to the Juvenile Booking Center for processing. And four juveniles, also arrested by the Maryland Car Rally Task Force, happened at a big illegal car rally on Park Avenue, just involved 300 people and vehicles that shut down the roadway for exhibition driving and disorderly conduct. It's 8:32. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes is next.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789 or biglou.com.
Pick three, lottery number 039. Your pick 49730. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new vehicle broken down here. It's a bad spot. Inner loop right over the bridge at Liberty Road, sitting in the right lane. The ramp lane is open. The main line is having a problem because there's nobody behind it at this point. He's got his flashers on. He was standing outside of the vehicle, but he's got to get out of this roadway. Hopefully, state police or state highway is going to get there and back him up. He's in a real bad spot. So try to stay, if you're coming up from I-70, try to stay to the center and the left if you're going to get off there at Liberty Road. There is room to get by to the right, but he's in a bad spot. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another chilly day today, and temperatures stay cold all week long. 43 the high today. Tomorrow, 44. There's a slight chance of a shower snowflake Thursday. Temperatures no warmer than 40 Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Only at Lowe's, MVP's Pro Rewards members can get a volume discount on eligible orders as low as $1,500. Discount on eligible products only and reflected in quote. Restrictions apply. See Pro Desk for details. MVP's Pro Rewards program subject to terms.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. The biggest news from Owings Mills yesterday was the public acknowledgement by John Harbaugh that the team is mulling over the option of bringing in a kicker to at least look at during the bye week. Here's Harbaugh.
Kicker's a long time.
Right, yeah, I don't think there'd be anything wrong with that. You know, I wouldn't want it to be a message or anything like that, other than the fact that you want to turn over every stone and make sure you've seen all the guys at every position.
And then Harbaugh continued after that.
If there were guys out there that Randy looked at and our scouts looked at and said that was something that we should do, we would do it.
Randy, meaning Randy Brown, the Ravens special teams coach. At the same time, Harbaugh says Tucker deserves the benefit of the doubt.
Sometimes you respect the player and you respect his ability to get it worked out. And with help from the coaching, from Randy and from Chris, I feel confident that I'll get done.
Tucker, just 9 for 17 from 40-plus this year, just 4 of 13 from 50-plus since the beginning of last year. Last night in the NFL, the Broncos pulled into a mathematical tie with the Ravens in the playoff hunt, beating the Browns 41-32. Both Baltimore and Denver are listed at 8-5. A couple other NFL tidbits from the weekend. How about this? The Cincinnati Bengals are 2-4 when scoring 33 or more points this season. The rest of the NFL is 53-1. And if you think Tucker has it bad right now, how about Patriots kicker Joey Sly hooking a 25-yard field goal attempt against the Colts on Sunday? It was the shortest miss in the NFL this season. College football, post-game reaction from Maryland head coach Mike Locksley after his team was walloped by Penn State on Saturday in not-so-happy Valley, at least for Maryland.
Disappointing loss. Disappointing into a long, long season. As I've stated before, season didn't meet the standards that we set out.
Terps finished 4-8 on the campaign, a major step down for a team that had designs on making some noise in an expanded Big Ten. Local college basketball last night, it was Loyola over Coppin State 68-57. UMBC beaten by Georgetown 86-62. The senior guard Marcus Banks with 16 points for UMBC. On the ice, the Devils moved past the Capitals, first place in the Metropolitan Division. By 1 point, they beat the Rangers at the Garden 5-1. The Caps host the Sharks tonight at Capital One Arena in D.C. The time now is 8:30. When we return, the bigger news coming out of the Maryland game on Saturday.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASC certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Well, we've all heard about the flag plantings at midfield at stadiums, college stadiums across the country on Saturday. This was a different sort of situation at midfield. This happened between Mike Locksley and James Franklin, the Penn State head football coach, after the Nittany Lions beat Maryland 44-7. They had a little powwow, and Mike Locksley was not happy. What he was not happy about was the fact that Penn State threw a 4th-and-12 touchdown pass with no time remaining on the clock to make the score 44-7 instead of 37-7. That got Loxley's ire. Here's the post-game press conference. Loxley was asked the question. Let's listen in.
What's your reaction to a team, you know, 4 seconds left on the clock, still kind of going for the extra score, even though they're already up by 30?
I don't have a reaction.
And that was it. I don't have a reaction, but he did after the game. They exchanged words. This goes all the way back, guys. It's classless, but this goes all the way back to James Franklin was a former Maryland assistant coach under Ralph Friedgen. When Friedgen was let go after the 2010 season, they had promised James Franklin that he would be the coach in waiting. They passed over Franklin. They went with Randy Etzel. The program went down. Then they hired DJ Durkin. The program went down further. And meanwhile, Franklin was on at Penn State, but he was not happy about that.
Yeah, but Franklin does make the point that in a blowout game, it's 37-7. You got your threes and fours in there.
Yeah.
These are kids that want to play football.
Absolutely.
This is the only chance they're going to get to maybe to get on the field ever and score in their college football careers. They're out there trying hard. It's your job, Mike Locksley, and the Maryland defense to stop them.
I agree.
Okay.
Locksley should have just took his tail between his legs, said thank you very much, and go on home.
And live to play another day.
Absolutely.
All right, Gary, thanks so much.
You got it.
Appreciate that. Hey, 39-21 before the hour of 9 o'clock. By the way, the 500-page congressional COVID report is now out. Okay? And in it, there's some very interesting things. We don't learn a lot. But yesterday, ironically, the very day the report was released, Joe Biden was praising Tony Fauci.
A special thanks to one of the great public health officials, a true hero, who we've led this fight against HIV/AIDS, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
A true hero?
And you're a good man. God love you. As my mother would say, God love you, Anthony.
Yeah, well, God should love all of us. But that's a true hero, sorry. So basically what they have found, and we'll try to sum it up here in 3 minutes, 500 pages.
Yeah.
But what they found is the CCP virus most likely emerged from the lab in Wuhan.
Right.
Okay. They don't say whether it was intentional or unintentional, but that's where it was a lab leak. They blame Fauci for the proximal origin theory. That is, of course, it came from a host of an animal or from the wet market or bat soup, whatever. And that was pushed by Fauci to be the preferred narrative. They did say a lab-related incident involving gain-of-function research is the most likely origin. So after Fauci is under oath said, no, we don't do that. EcoHealth Alliance, under the leadership of Dr. Peter Daszak, used U.S. taxpayer dollars to facilitate dangerous gain-of-function research in Wuhan. The NIH's procedures for funding and overseeing potentially dangerous research, deficient, unreliable, pose a serious threat to both public health and national security. From our Congress. This has got to stop. Federal and state governments had significant lapses in coordination, were unprepared to oversee the allocation of the COVID-19 relief funding. Waste, fraud, and abuse of taxpayer dollars during the pandemic. The Paycheck Protection Program, rife with fraud. $64 billion went out to fraudsters and criminals. Fraudsters cost the American taxpayer nearly $200 billion by taking advantage of federal government's unemployment system. $200 million of taxpayer dollars were lost as a result of the Small Business Administration's inability to conduct proper oversight and implement internal controls. At least half of the taxpayer dollars lost in COVID-19 relief programs were stolen by international fraudsters. The WHO, their response was an abject failure because they were controlled by the CCP. We knew that.
Yep.
We talked about that. The 6 feet apart social distancing recommendation was arbitrary, not based on science. Same for the mask mandates. Same for the lockdowns. This is all the stuff that we've been saying now for years. This is where it gets interesting. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's March 25th order forcing nursing homes to accept COVID-19 positive patients was medical malpractice. Evidence shows Cuomo and his administration worked to cover up the tragic aftermath of their policy decisions in an apparent effort to shield themselves from accountability. That's criminal.
Yeah.
That is criminal behavior. They credit President Trump's travel restrictions for saving lives and even Operation Warp Speed. They then hold government public health officials knowingly spread misinformation through conflicting messaging, knee-jerk reactions, and a lack of transparency. In the most egregious examples, are you listening, Lockdown Larry, of pervasive misinformation campaigns, off-label drug use, and the lab leak theory were unjustly demonized by the federal government, meaning hydroxychloroquine, right, ivermectin, that we couldn't get prescriptions for those in the state of Maryland, was a form of misinformation and disinformation.
Yeah, because you had physicians who were being told by the governor, Larry Hogan, that they weren't allowed to do it because, after all, he knew all about medicine, don't you know?
Yeah. And there's more on the jab coming up. But it's a fascinating document. Dr. Robert Malone's got a great summary. That's what I'm using today. The 500-page report, it takes a while to get through all of that.
Yeah, by lunch today, right?
Yeah.
8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, a man who can casually read 500 pages an hour, probably. Not comprehend any of it, but after all,
if there was one letter in each page.
That's right. Chuck
that's
Whitaker.
Nice. That's nice. My buddy, Mr. Casey. My buddy. All right.
Remember the Cosby bit?
How this report's going to be. The inner loop of the... Oh, sorry. That's for people who are a little bit slow this morning. The inner loop... Yes?
If traffic is slow...
Everybody's slow. There is a police car now behind this vehicle in the right lane, inner loop at Liberty Road, but it's in a bad spot.
The right lane getting off at the exit ramp is good. The traffic going straight ahead from I-70 up to 795. You just kind of run up on it, and they're there in the right lane. So no arrow board there yet. State Highway's not there yet. Bad spot. I'm just worried about this police car sitting here with his flashers on and his lights, but he's kind of in the shade, and you don't see it till you're right there. So if you're going straight ahead, stay left. If you're exiting, stay to the right. The outer loop and the rest of the beltway still with the delays, and we're still slow south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather first. Oh, first. First. The old one. On the threes. See, got me all messed up.
Oh, it's us who did it, huh?
It's your fault. Okay. You got me discombobulated. You know a man of my age can't be thrown off.
Well, you know,
somebody said that one time, but I forgot where it was. Might have been at Brown's.
I don't know about getting thrown off.
On Talk Radio 680. Yes, WCBN.
Never mind.
No, let it go.
Discretion is the better part of valor.
No, it's not.
Yeah. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Weather channel forecast, sunny, dry today, high of 43, and it is, well, cold, and it will be cold for the next several days. Right now, sunny 31 in Arnold, and it is 33 in Stevensville. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
All right, 74-year-old retired Marine in Iowa named John Reichert is in the news after decorating every house on his block with Christmas lights. He does it for his wife, who loves Christmas and was diagnosed with Alzheimer's 4 years ago. Here are the neighbors, along with John and his wife Joan, talking about the amazing decorations.
This is his labor of love. I said, are you crazy? But he did it. I think the whole neighborhood is just feels very blessed to have him in this neighborhood.
If it wasn't for my wife, I don't know if I would have done it. But she wanted a Christmas, so I'd give it to her. I'll do anything to make her happy.
I didn't know what to think, but I'm glad he did it. I love him.
And to think that he's done all this work just to make her happy, that's what Christmas and love is.
It's like 15 houses.
That's a good man.
15 houses on the block. He decorated every single one of them.
Yeah, that's a good man.
Back to the congressional report here on COVID, just to wrap things up here regarding the jab. They concluded, contrary to what was promised, the jab did not stop the spread or transmission of the virus. Remember originally we were told that?
Yep.
The FDA rushed approval of the jab in order to meet the Biden administration's arbitrary mandate timeline. Two leading FDA scientists warned about the dangers of rushing a jab approval process and the likelihood of adverse events. They were ignored. And days later, the Biden regime mandated the jab. And those mandates were not supported by the science. They caused more harm than good. The Biden regime coerced healthy Americans into compliance with the jab mandates that trampled individual freedoms, harmed military readiness, and disregarded medical freedom to force a novel vaccine on millions of Americans without sufficient evidence to support their policy designs. We were the lab rats. We were the ones they were experimenting with. Big pharma and big government.
Here's one of the more bizarre things. When I point this stuff out to friends and acquaintances, there are some who say, yeah, but they had to do something. No, they didn't.
Yeah. Well, they could have also killed everybody that was infected.
Yeah.
And tried to stop the infection that way.
Sure.
Would that have been acceptable? Public health officials engaged in a coordinated effort to ignore natural immunity. Completely was downplayed. The vaccine injury reporting systems created confusion, failed to properly inform the American public about the jab dangers and injuries, and deteriorated public trust in vaccine safety. The government is failing to efficiently, fairly, and transparently adjudicate claims for the jab injured. And this is, again, a 500-page congressional report just released yesterday. Listen to this, Bruce. More than 160,000 businesses closed due to the pandemic, 60% of those closures permanent. For the businesses that stayed or reopened, the lack of supply chain diversity killed the rest of them off.
Mm-hmm.
They survived the pandemic, but could not survive the supply chain adversity that they did not see coming. Patients experienced a decreased quality of care, longer wait times, shorter medical appointments, misdiagnosis, and just stopped going to the doctor. A number of cancers went undiagnosed.
So if the pandemic didn't get you, then something else did because you couldn't go to the doctor. Unemployment rate surged to levels not seen since the Great Depression. The school closures, we've talked about that. Mm-hmm. The science never justified prolonged school closures. They kept the schools open in Sweden, and they did wonderful. But not here. The CDC and their influence was completely off the charts. It was in the wrong direction, as was the American Federation of Teachers. They had a say in this whole thing. The long-term impacts, we're still trying to figure out what they are. But again, that's the gist of it. 500 pages. And it's a study in failure. It's a study in leadership. President Trump did provide leadership during this time. Unfortunately, Big Pharma ran with it. And our government agencies ran with it as well. A lot of it.
That's Peter Principle.
Yeah.
I mean, that they failed. They got up to the level of failure, and they failed consistently at that level.
And that's why I think some of his best appointments are in that area now, where we're going to get a handle on it with Dr. Makary and RFK Jr. And some of the others there as well. But we'll see, because we got to fix this thing. I can never let this happen again, ever.
Ever, ever.
And one thing it was important in the congressional report I did want to share was that it said in the report that the Constitution of the United States is never suspended. During wars, during moments of national security, during a pandemic, Congress said, you don't suspend the Constitution ever. That, to me, is the most important part of the report.
Yeah, for me... The impact on the idea of freedom and the limits on freedom in this country were badly tested when you had Larry Hogan making decisions by himself without legislative approval because he felt he could, as did an awful lot of big government governors. They just made the decisions because they had the power to do so. Basically, it's a gripping screw you to the every man.
Right. Best in the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com. Don't forget to check it out. And it's brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church for the Moment of Truth. With kudos to my good friend Bill Federer, who wrote the book, Who is the King in America? He also gives us the answer to that question. We are, as in we the people. We the people are the governing authorities to whom the Bible tells us to submit, not the politicians and deep state government bureaucrats who are hell-bent on stealing our freedoms, which were given to us from God. The people are the sovereign of this country, Chief Justice John Jay wrote. Justice James Wilson, who signed both the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, added, sovereignty resides in the people. They have not parted with it. President James Madison said the ultimate authority resides with the people alone. We are the authorities. We are the sovereign. The people are the king. And it's about time the people rose up, made their voices heard. Before the enemy within removes we the people from those founding documents. This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here's Crash Cadillac.
All right. So this broken down vehicle still there on the inner loop right at the bridge at Liberty Road, still sitting there in the right lane. There is a trooper sitting behind that vehicle, but that's it. There's really no warning till you get right there. It's in a black vehicle and in the shade, so it's very hard to see it. And I really get worried right here that they're going slow enough that they're not going to run into it. But if you have to exit at Liberty, you can. There's room to get by. If you're going straight ahead coming up from I-70 and the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, you need to be to the center and the left-hand lane. Still no backup there. They haven't gotten the vehicle off the roadway, so it's still a problem as you're coming up from I-70. The rest of the Beltway, all with the normal delays. Both the tunnels are still backed up southbound. Frederick County, they're working on the wreck, Route 75 off of I-70. And again, for tomorrow, a reminder, new construction will begin in the 9 o'clock hour on 795 southbound.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it's going to be sunny, dry, and cold. 43 today. And it's getting colder as the days go by. Well, sunny, 31 right now in Dundalk. It's just one of those days, Kim.
Yeah, I'm heartbroken every morning now. Nothing to look forward to. Yeah. All right. Well, we have a great show. That's one thing we can look forward to. I've got 12 names in the hat to replace Johnny Osheski as the Baltimore County Executive. We're going to go through those names. I will say, out of all 12, I would say at least 8 of them I know.
Mm-hmm.
And they are all more competent than Johnny O. So I think we're headed in the right direction, to be honest with you. So I'm happy about this. Glenn Gilhar, he's going to join me in studio at 10 a.m. We're going to talk about what to expect coming up in Annapolis in this session. Also, he is running in 2026, so he's already out there knocking doors.
Wow.
So we're going to talk to him about that. You know, being a Republican in Maryland, it's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I love it. And then juvenile crime, not a national trend. It's here in the state of Maryland.
Oh, wow.
Usually when we talk about crime and violence, you hear it from Mayor Scott and others. They say, well, it's a national trend. They can't say that this time around.
No, and I saw numbers come across the screen during the show that I think it was the Western District in Baltimore. Homicides way up, violent crime way up. I mean, all the numbers you want to be seeing going down, they're going up.
For the month of November to December, 70 juvenile arrests in the city.
Yeah.
70.
It's unbelievable.
And so, and it's, this is causation. I mean, you have the Juvenile Justice Reform Act, the Child Interrogation Protection Act by Jill Carter, Will Smith et al. And they try to put a Band-Aid on it this time with the new bill. And it's not making a difference. And there's a problem. And that problem is Governor Moore, because he's the one that chose Vinnie Schiraldi.
Yeah. No, absolutely. He's going to have to answer to this. We'll talk about that. And then, of course, as we all expected, the Baltimore City Police Department is downsizing. As Mayor Brandon Scott has complete control of the department. And I think we all knew he was going to rearrange that budget and put more into Safe Streets. So I would love to get the feedback from everybody on how they feel about that.
That'll give the Black Gorilla family more options to store drugs and guns.
Yeah, and he's moving civilians into those administrative roles. I mean, this is scary when you think about it.
Yeah. Well, if they're putting all the uniformed cops on the street, I would be okay with the civilian roles.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're doing that.
See, I'm not okay with the civilian roles just because I know about some of the people and the roles at DPW and what we hear from some of the callers on some of the things that they've been doing behind
the
scenes.
That's a fair point.
Yeah. So we'll talk about it. Hopefully everybody will weigh in.
All right. Kim Klesick Live coming up next after the 9 o'clock news. How about all these Democrats? Remember during the Trump administration they were saying stuff like this?
No one is above the law.
No one is above the law.
Nobody is above the law.
No one is above the law.
No one is above the law.
Nobody is above the law.
No one 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 is above the law.
Well, apparently, Hunter Biden is above the law, and CNN's Jeff Zulaney thinks he knows why.
We were told that this sort of came to a head this weekend, and this is why President Biden decided now to do this. But as Isaac was just saying, that really is a sense of the conversation that has been going on really inside the family. And I'm told this has been very much a family discussion and something that has been not widely shared or discussed as a policy matter inside the West Wing. But there was a worry of future prosecutions or future potential. The potential of what the incoming Trump Justice Department could do.
Wow. They knew.
Yeah.
They knew they had to protect the Biden crime family, folks. Yes, there was the admission.
Hey, here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, homeowners are still sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of low inventory and the great rate they may have on their current home. Well, let me ask you this. If you could find your dream home at an interest rate that you found pleasing to you, maybe in the mid-4s, would you go for it? I'll tell you, if you said yes, listen up. Selling your Maryland or lower PA home is one of the biggest financial decisions you're going to ever make. Take it from me. Do not list your home until you have talked with Maryland's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and here's why. In today's real estate market, there are lots of ways to market your home. Options you have as a home seller that were not available 20 years ago. So if you're going to be planning to sell your home now or in the future, why work with just any agent who sells your home? home as if he was selling it 20 years ago. Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed is here to help you sell fast and for the most money. So please, I recommend strongly, call Vinny Steele. Telephone number is 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515.
Until tomorrow, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning. WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.